And when I say time is up, it really is almost up on my show. Coming up later this afternoon from 4 o'clock, you've got Drive with Sam Delaney. From 7 till 10, you've got Johnny and Ash Gould in with you here at Talk Radio. And of course, from 10 o'clock to the early hours, you've got Late Nights with Ian Lee. But first up, I'm delighted to say, just join me in the studio now, is the very lovely John Holmes.
Hello, Julia.
How are you? Are you very excited?
I'm
you don't look excited. You're in your cardi. You don't look excited.
This is my lucky cardi. That's why I'm wearing it. Yeah. It's not a cardi. I think you'll find it's trendy knitwear.
Sorry.
I mean, you say cardi. I say trendy knitwear.
There are a lot of young, trendy folk in this office.
I feel like
there?
I've got to compete.
You've got to compete.
So I've gone trendy knitwear.
It looks very, very good. So
thank you. Don't try and backtrack now. You called it a cardi.
It's a cardigan.
It's trendy knitwear.
It's knitted and it's got buttons up the front. People, can you tweet? Please back me up. That's a good...
Look, it's styled like a cardigan, but it's trendy bloody knitwear. Call it what it is.
Styled like a cardigan, brackets, cardigan.
Trendy knitwear.
Anyway, let's get on to the important subjects of the day. Cardigans. John, what's coming up after 1 o'clock?
I don't know.
You've got 3 minutes left to prepare.
That's not enough time, if I'm honest. I should have got in earlier. I was too busy choosing what cardigan to wear.
And then you decided to go to the trendy knitwear.
There'll be stuff, Julia. That's all I can tell you.
There will be stuff.
There'll be some stuff. There'll be drunk people. Canvassed for their opinion on the week's news. We're calling that Alco Vox Pops. I admit the title came first. As is so often with these things. There we go.
To be fair, that's just talk radio, isn't it?
Well,
people calling in with their views.
Yeah, well, exactly. I thought I'd embrace it from day one. Yeah. I mean, I heard your show. It was more or less that, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, the presenter was.
Exactly.
Yeah, are we allowed to have a drink now at 1 o'clock? Isn't it midday? My producer, Palvi, is nodding really, really forcefully.
Paul Ross started at 6 a.m, so on drink. I saw it happen.
I tell you what, you should have seen. I had to climb over the bottles when I came into the studio. At 10. Clink, clink, clink. Yeah, I'm a bit worried about him.
Well, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. Now, come on, tell us a little bit about what's coming
up.
Well,
there's... Okay, fair enough. Right, so there's drunk people in the week, canvas for their opinion on the week's news. That's going to be a thing. I am going to launch a nationwide search for the softest piece of rock ever committed to music. That's going to be happening. And this is just my excuse to play soft rock on a talk radio station, because I figure, why the hell not?
Absolutely. They said we could do whatever we wanted.
Well, precisely.
Literally.
And they're going to rue the day that was ever said. I can tell you now. There's stuff, isn't there?
There's plenty of stuff coming up. Well, look, you'll be back in just a couple of moments after we get an ad break to introduce the headlines, more news. I just, by the way, while we've been on air, the Prime Minister has expressed his absolute faith and confidence in the Chancellor staying in his job. My experience as a political journalist, that's usually a bad sign.
It's very bad sign when they say that.
Yeah, if you have to do that. But no doubt that'll be in the news tomorrow. Plenty more coming up. Of course, the Prime Minister is making a statement in the House of Commons today. We've got loads to talk about. Tomorrow morning, goodness me, if the news could just quieten down a bit, it would be all right. But what can I say? I've been here with you the last 3 hours on Talk Radio. It's been such a pleasure, such a joy. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it a quarter of as much as I have, because then you would have had a really good time. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll be back tomorrow morning from 10 after Paul Ross gets you through breakfast.
Drunk Paul Ross.
Drunk Paul Ross. I'll probably be drunk as well. I'm certainly going to go off and have a drink now. Back on the radio. Really excited to be here. The Teflon Maiden will be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Until then, have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy John Holmes, Sam Delaney and all the other fantastic presenters we've got here for you. And don't forget, tell your friends and family about Talk Radio. You were the first. You're the best. We'll still love you the most. But tell your friends, we want to hear about you. Coming up now, though, some people are going to try and sell you things here on Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
All right, Dave, how's your look?
Terrible, but I've been given a great tip on the next race.
Mate, if you want a great tip, listen to this. Brian Alfred could get you a tax rebate in just 24 hours.
24 hours? That's fast.
I know. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Well, at least I won't back the wrong horse with my tax rebate. Nice one, Brian.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
The officiator halts the power play in the Manchester 18 zone. Oh, sweet Mary. Red card. The outfielder sent to the locker room. It's a penalized ejection scenario.
Our American cousins might be a bit over the top at times, but that's not a bad thing when it comes to glue. Gorilla Glue is America's choice because it's tough and works when other glues fail. It sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. So get your Gorilla Glue. You'll find it at your local hardware emporium.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
I heard that being said all morning. We'll get you talking. So now I feel that I probably should get everybody talking.
Okay.
It's quite a tricky ask to get. I mean, think about the logic, right? Think about the logic of getting everyone talking.
Okay.
Right at once. So how many people, Tim? You're like this. You're a newsreader. You're like a journalist and stuff. How many people in the UK?
They're around 56 million, I think.
Right, now, if we got everyone talking,
some younger may not qualify.
Well, I think anything that can make any human that can make a noise should qualify for
best
this.
Best part of 60 million then.
But imagine the noise. So I think this advertising is not going to work, because if you've got everyone talking...
Well, do they all have digital radios as well?
Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. The relevance is the message to get everyone talking.
Okay.
Which I think is a foolhardy notion, because if you start... I mean, imagine the... It would ruin libraries.
Yeah.
You know, and funerals.
Yeah.
You know, and also, do they make a provision for the... Whenever anyone has to have a two-minute silence, Tim?
You get to say prayers in funerals. That's everyone talking.
Yeah, it is, but if everyone did that at the same time...
But libraries, you're right. Standards are slipping there.
Yeah, they just... Honestly, I mean, I've met many of the managers here, and there's a lot they haven't thought through, and that's one of them.
This is the first thing you've ever said on talk radio.
That's right. Just complaining about it.
There you go.
Well, I'm British, goddammit, and I'll complain! That's what you do on talk radio, isn't it? You whinge and complain or something, is that right? They handed me a manual about how it works, to be honest, and I haven't really read it. Page one just said... complain. So, I mean, that's as far as I've... As far, what am I, what's happening now? Am I introducing
the news, John?
Is that what happens? Oh, fine. Yeah. All right, then, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's where everybody's talking. The person talking now is called Tim. He's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. Coming up, a teenager who killed a police officer is sentenced. Police investigate the death of a family whose car went into the sea. And a 9-year-old gets a special sick note from the boss.
Talk Radio.
A teenager who ran over and killed a policeman with a stolen pickup truck has been jailed for 20 years. PC Dave Phillips died instantly in October as he tried to stop the vehicle in Wallasey near Liverpool. Clayton Williams had only been released from jail on licence 3 weeks earlier after crashing another stolen car in a police chase. Sky's Mike McCarthy has been given a statement from the 19-year-old solicitor at Manchester Crown Court.
Lessons need to be learned by government, that communities and young people who are abandoned by the state, who lack opportunity and direction, will sometimes turn to crime.
The Prime Minister says he absolutely has confidence in the Chancellor. It's after Jeremy Corbyn called on George Osborne to step down as a bitter dispute continues in the Conservative Party triggered by the resignation of Ian Duncan Smith. The Prime Minister is due to speak this afternoon. An investigation has started following the deaths of five members of the same family whose car went into the sea off a pier in County Donegal. At least three children are thought to have been in the vehicle. The only survivor was a baby girl who was thrown out of the window just seconds before the car went into the water in Bunkrana. Superintendent Colm Nevin from Ballyshannon Police says it's a tragic accident.
I would also like to thank the public who came to the assistance last night of these people in their time of distress, particularly the local person that took the baby from the vehicle.
Thousands of workers at the Tata Steelworks in Port Talbot could find out in just over a week's time if they still have jobs. It's reported its parent company in India will vote on a rescue plan that will require a cash injection of around £100 million. Staff fear the outcome of the meeting could result in the partial or full closure of the plant. An ice axe has been found on Ben Nevis, where mountain rescuers have been searching for a missing couple from West Yorkshire. 24-year-old Rachel Slater and Tim Newton, who's 27, both from Bradford, were reported missing on the 15th of February. Searches have been carried out ever since, but the efforts have been hampered by hazardous weather and avalanche risks. And a 9-year-old Bruce Springsteen fan is the envy of his friends after getting the boss to write a letter to his teacher excusing him for being late. Zabby Glowski took a homemade sign to a show in LA pleading for the singer's help. Bruce saw it and invited the youngster and his dad backstage, where he wrote the note and posed for pictures.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry across the UK, with just a small chance of rain for the northeast this afternoon. Some patchy rain across Scotland. Going to feel warm in any sunshine, with the high 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Aston Villa manager Romy Gard could have taken charge of his last game at the club, as he's expected to be sacked this week. Villa are said to be the first team relegated from the Premier League this season. Former Villa forward David Ginnellaar told TalkSport the players haven't helped Gard.
I spoke to Romy many times and he said the attitude of the players is not right. In training, he said, David, I don't think I've got the players to understand what keeping Aston Villa in the Premier League means for them.
England are said to be without Manchester City's Joe Hart and Raheem Sterling for the friendlies with Germany and Holland. Both suffered muscular injuries in yesterday's Manchester derby defeat and are facing between 3 and 4 weeks out injured. Fulham's Ross McCormack and Birmingham's Paul Caddis have been called up to the Scotland squad. It follows the withdrawal of Norwich pair Stephen Naismith and Stephen Whittaker. Scotland take on the Czech Republic in Prague on Thursday. Finally, Australia aim for their first win at Cricket's World 2020 this afternoon when they face Bangladesh in Bangalore. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Brand new to Really TV, Born to Kill.
I think Albright was born to be a murderer.
What makes a killer?
He grew up without any kind of father figure.
Even though he had a strange childhood, I think it was more genetic.
Is evil in our nature or created by our experiences? The brand new series of Born to Kill starts Wednesday night at 9, only on Really. Freeview 17, Freesat, Sky and Virgin.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Please welcome
Ginger producer Dave.
I like to kiss my baby.
Ditto paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Banging balls of death.
And diamond.
Black holes and titillations.
And I got an invitation to a ball.
There's ghosties and ghoulies.
Trolls and haters.
An audience with spectral cats.
Aren't allowed to mate.
Yeah, no, mine's the same as well, yeah.
Chlamydia off a pork chop, but in this context, I'm guessing not.
Even Muslims.
Pinged into my box.
Point out the obvious.
Fred West
scrapes up the feathery corpse.
And thus the old man will die.
Because I follow instructions.
I'd also hate to be cut to the testicles.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well now, here we go then, as a brand new station launches itself onto Britain's airwaves like North Korea this very morning, firing a rocket into the sea. Kim Jong-il hates the sea. That's what we're learning. He sees it as a kind of symbol of the West. He hates the West, doesn't he? Particularly John West, who make tins of tuna, and tuna live in the sea, which presumably is why he's firing missiles at it. I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure of the politics involved, because this isn't bloody LBC. No, what it is, I don't have to be. I don't have to be sure of the politics at all, dear listener, because this is Talk Radio. Lowercase talk, let's be very clear, lowercase talk, uppercase the word radio, like it was a logo designed by someone who couldn't quite make their mind up. This is day one, and this is the nation's listening choice for a new weekday afternoon show, providing that your preference for a listening choice is 3 hours of half-assed tosh, just kind of thrown together in a kind of noisy collage of ill-conceived features and talking in the gaps between the news and the adverts. Welcome then, I am a man, as previously intimated by the name of John Holmes, and I might just change that to John in lowercase and Holmes in uppercase, just to fit in. And I expect you're largely ambivalent this afternoon about what's going to flap out of your radio pipes between now and four. Well, the good news is that, well, your only other listening alternatives at this time, of course, are, well, let's be honest, Steve Wright on Radio 2 or Scott Mills on Radio 1. But I'm assuming you're no fan of highly edited talking with all the breaths taken out, so that eliminates Steve Wright. Or over on Radio 1, a man in his 40s attempting to connect with 15-year-olds. Although, mind you, you know, it was always like that at Radio 1, I think. Certainly in the 1970s. No, instead, here is what we're going to be offering up as an alternative. Now, you know what? There aren't enough on the radio. People ask me what there aren't enough of.
What are there not enough of?
Drunk people. If you don't count, you know, Sarah Kennedy back in the day. Or Alan Brazil. No, we'll be rectifying that as over the weekend we'll be out on the streets. And we have been asking people falling out of clubs and bars at 1 o'clock in the morning for their opinions on the week's news. That's a feature we're calling Alco Vox Pops. There's Lonely Lunch. Are you on your own in an office? Colleagues shunned you because of the office weirdo. Are you alone crying into your Dairy Lunchables this afternoon? It's lunchtime, isn't it? It's 8 minutes past one. Well, look, feel sad no more, because we'll be your virtual lunchtime colleague. Think of us as a kind of water cooler. Do you want to chat about last night's TV? Or tell us how sex with your spouse has gone downhill? Argue that you don't get as much cheese in the Dairy Lunchables as you used to? You can simply text us on 87222. We'll probably call you back, because, you know, 0844 number. We'll also bring you Diversity Paper Review. That'll be happening each day. We'll do our bit for diversity. Going through the papers with a minority. Today, Xena, who is black. Tomorrow, who knows? Someone else from diversity. Do you see BBC diversity? It's easy, isn't it? It's certainly not us that Lenny Henry's going to be cross with. All of that then, plus the usual speech radio balls like news, travel, some weather, if I can be asked. Ginger producer Dave is producing. Cass is assistant producing. Cornelius.
All right.
He's really called that. Is our work experience. I am John Holmes. Welcome to brand new weekday afternoons on Britain's brand new talk radio station that's been imaginatively titled Talk Radio. Lowercase talk, uppercase radio, for no discernible reason. So, good afternoon then. It is 1 minute... No, it's 9 minutes past one. You're listening to Talk Radio, and this is our first track. It's Florence and the Machine. This is Ship to Wait on Talk Radio.
Don't touch the sleeping pills, they mess with my head.
No, 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 no.
Great white sharks.
What's the matter?
We're not on that old radio station anymore. We can't play Florence and the Machine every half hour.
Why not? I thought that was what
you
did on the radio.
Read the sign behind you.
Yeah, but it's just a sign. I mean, it just says nope. Talk.
No songs.
Well, I've just come off...
You can't play songs.
I've just come off Radio X, right, yep. Where we play that every 10 minutes. So I don't see why I can't... It might just make sense. Everyone loves it. That's what our head of music over there used to say.
Mm.
He said it researched well.
Well, do you know what? When you ask the head of music here... I mean, there isn't one, because there's no music, so you can't.
What if I made myself head of music, right? If I make myself head of music, then yeah. I could just play Florence and the Machine whenever I want to.
I mean, you just try to get away from that, so why would you want to
get back to it? That's what you have to do on the radio. I mean, I don't have to play Florence and the Machine, I can play Stereophonics, that's what we did as well.
Now, it's important to point out that that I'm in charge of this show, so you have to do what I say.
Let's just stop you there.
Yep.
That's not true. It's my show, thusly... I'm in charge of it.
Your name's in the title?
Correct.
And I am the producer, therefore you must do what I say. And I mean, you've done it because you've stopped playing Florence and the Machine, so that is good. So.
You listen to Talk Radio, it's 11 minutes past one, Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. This is Florence and the Machine.
Don't touch the sleeping pills, they mess with my.
Point taken. Okay, so you've got the buttons.
Yep, well, I've got some of the buttons. I haven't got all of the buttons I would like, but I've got some buttons.
So what we're going to do,
I've got
John,
the Florence and the Machine button.
Okay, that's right. Fine. What I will allow you to do is play maybe,
well, I'll
say,
do if I want to,
a little bit of a track that might set up the first news story that we're going to talk about today, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that then.
There we go.
Listening to Talk Radio. I like to play Talk Talk there as a kind of, you know, for thick people who might not understand the link between the song and the... It's new. It's Talk Radio. There's a phone number. It's 08444991000, apparently. There's a text number, 87222. You can email talkradio.co.uk. You can... Oh, we're so modern, aren't we? You can Twitter... Talk Radio, we're on Grindr as well, I think, am I right? And we're on, I think we're on Pornhub. So if you want to get in touch via those, then please do. You are listening to Talk Radio. What happened this morning? Well, I'll tell you, Paul Ross happened this morning. That's, Paul Ross happened this morning. There was a man called Paul Ross. There was a Julia Hartley Brewer. Next, after this, at about 4 o'clock, there'll be a Sam Delaney. Then something else will happen. And then Ian Lee. I haven't read the thing. Ian Lee will be on from 10... On New Talk Radio, day one, by the way. I've got a few questions, if I'm honest, because... Apart from the fact that it's first day back at work, you know, in a new job, it's actually quite a tricky, you know, it's all that sort of stuff that you probably do on a first job, where you go, I don't know the photocopy of his. I genuinely had to use the ladies' toilet, because I don't know where the gents was, which, you know, was awkward when Julia Hartley-Brew was trying to get in. But, you know, we bonded, over my urine, so you know, and that I think is how Julia Hartley Brewer likes to bond. If I'm honest, I've got some questions though about Talk Radio. Not least the advertising campaign. I don't know whether you've seen any of it, Cornelius. Have you seen any? I mean, it's been everywhere, obviously.
Yeah. I saw it in the Metro this morning, an advert.
Yeah. What did it say?
It said, "We'll get you talking." Next to a picture of Paul Ross. And Eamon Holmes and...
Yeah, it's Eamon what?
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon?
Holmes.
Right. Right.
Eamon Holmes. And
What's my name?
John Holmes.
It's spelt the same. Why are you saying Holmes for one of them and Holmes for me? He is my dad.
He's be. Irish, isn't he? So that's the excuse I'm going to use.
So the Irish pronounce Holmes...
They go, Holmes. Yeah.
And well, they don't, do they?
No. Okay. Eamon Holmes.
Better.
And Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah.
And some graphics, some top graphics.
Yeah.
Have you seen
this thing that they're doing, by the way? If you're out and about, maybe you've been driving and stuff and you're listening to this. I don't know if you've seen, there's like a live billboard.
Yeah.
They've got.
No,
where you can type in from here. And change the headlines on the talk radio billboards.
Really?
To reflect the nature of the show. Now, obviously, ours is, you know, would be blank if we had one. But Paul Ross, you can put anything in. You can literally put anything.
Wow.
You can put anything you like.
It'd be good if we found that computer.
Well, I'm trying to get the password. but you can put anything into Paul Ross's mouth.
Really?
There's a speech bubble. And and apparently there's a billboard on a roundabout. I don't know whether you've seen that. But there's genuinely a speech bubble, and you can type in whatever you like.
Oh, right.
So, Well, there's a text idea straight away. That's how talk radio works, right? So 87222, what should we put in Paul Ross's mouth? I think is the is the first thing. Oh, I also want to tell you about this. That's I'm serious, by the way. 87222, if you want to tell us what to put in Paul Ross's mouth. There was a meeting producer Dave and I had earlier. Outside. So bearing in mind it's the first day here, and everyone's rushing around trying to be very professional about the whole thing, right? Not us, obviously. But Dave and I were trying to have a production meeting. And you'll wonder, when you've heard the rest of the show, what that was about, given the nature of it. However, we were trying, and should we just have a listen to this? So we tried to have a meeting, and then this happened.
So then, at 2:30...
Yeah, we're on to 2:30.
Sorry, I actually couldn't make any of that out, because there's some sort of massive drilling noise.
That happened! Seriously, we're trying to have a meeting in a radio station, which, you know, prides itself on its sound, not so much MP2 quality on streaming. But anyway, normally, right, a radio station prides itself on its sound, right, and we're trying a production meeting, but with drills happening. Because it's actually building the studio around us. So that helped enormously. How did you find your first...
My first day at work experience,
Cornelius.
My first day work experience has been quite busy. I met the Tinder Nan from
I don't know what that is.
From Julia's show. There's a
Tinder Nan,
a grandma who uses Tinder.
Isn't there a specialist Tinder for grandmas?
I don't know. What would it be called?
Grandma. I don't know.
But yeah, I met her. It's an amazing story how they booked her, actually. Just kept
this is a fascinating insight into the nature of how radio works.
No, they just kept swiping until they found one, I think, on the app. But lots of drilling. I couldn't use the stairs today because someone was painting on it. So right. They just said, you have to use the lift, and then the lift wasn't there, so I couldn't come up. Oh, I wasn't allowed in either because I didn't have a security pass.
Yeah, that was my idea.
I had to talk outside with just Patrick Monaghan.
So what you're saying is you've talked outside because you can't get in,
yeah,
and swiped a granny. That's basically been the gist of your day. Look, I have got questions, right? Because I've been looking at the Talk Radio website as well. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've got certain questions that I need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to ask someone in seniority here because you're no use. The question 87222, by the way, for things to put in Paul Ross's mouth. We'll keep that going. But here's what I'm going to be asking. No, that was a tease. I'm actually going to tell you what I'm going to be asking after this.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio, and good afternoon to you. It's 20 minutes past 1 o'clock. Now, if you're alone at lunch, there is something coming up for you very shortly indeed. We'll also be running a feature called Headline Hijack, in which you get to control the news at 2 o'clock. And I'll explain exactly how that's going to work very shortly. But first, there is the small matter of the questions that I need to ask about Talk Radio. So I have been looking at the website here, and There are some issues that I have got, if I'm honest. I'll tell you what my issues are. Right, one website.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's a section, as you'll see, that says highlights.
Highlights, yeah.
Highlights. See it?
Yeah, I can see it. I'm looking at it right now.
Now, read me what's underneath highlights.
Video. It's here. The launch of a broadcast giant.
No, concentrate on the people.
So there's Julia, a big picture of Julia Hartley Brewer saying, turn that down and stop saying like.
Has she ever said that? Or they made that up?
I don't know. I have no idea. There's a picture of Sam Delaney holding a microphone in the weirdest position ever. there's a picture of George Galloway crossing his arms and wearing a hat. And Ian Lee is Ian Lee.
Okay, fine. Right, now, interesting. What words at the top of those pictures again?
Highlights.
Highlights. Now scroll down a little bit.
Further.
Yeah.
Featured shows.
What does it say?
Paul Ross, yes. Julia Hartley Brewer, Drive with Delaney, Late Nights with Ian Lee.
Right, you see my point?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yeah, so I sent 5 emails about this. Right, going, hang on a minute. So here I am, not a highlight.
No, you're not.
Nor a key programme.
A featured show, no.
So...
And there's no mention of you.
Right, great. So here's what's going to happen now. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to...
What?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to go out of this studio.
On strike.
Well, actually, no one would blame me if I did. After all of this sort of disaster.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and ask the boss.
Okay.
He's called Denny.
Denny. Is he around?
No, I don't know. We're going to find him.
Where is he?
Do we know... Have you, Dave?
Yeah.
Have you seen Denny?
Yeah, he's in the office.
Is he? Good.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. Sorry, this is Dave, the producer here. I'm just going to sit in this hot seat because John's got a few questions for the big boss. He's wandered out into the...
What does he actually look like?
Denny?
Yeah.
He's a guy in the suit. He looks smart.
They're all wearing suits. It's the first day. They're all dressed up.
He's just out. You can see his office. It's just across the... Just across there. So he's... I mean... It's an exercise.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
I'm just going to shout across the office.
This is live radio, guys.
Is there anyone called Denny? Hang on, I'm going to go and find him.
He's off to find Denny.
I mean, so far he's lasted 23 minutes before storming out.
Yeah, he stormed out, that's fine. I mean, it's one way to make a good impression on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, we're normally calming him down while we're playing Manic
right,
Street Preachers.
He's fine, here he comes back.
Found him.
This is why we need Florence and the Machine.
Here we go.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Denny.
Play Florence and the Machine again?
No, no, no.
I said this is why we need it, for when you wander away.
Wow. Just went out there, by the way, and as I did, obviously this is playing out in the office... And someone out there just went, that's wacky on talk radio.
Wacky's got to be the worst word in radio.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
One of your employees just used it, Denny.
Well.
Have him fired.
He's gone.
Thank you. Hi, Denny.
Hello.
You're the boss, right?
Yes.
Nice suit, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Is it...
nice cardigan, as Julia Hartley Brewer said.
It's trendy knitwear.
Yeah.
I think you'll find. River Island?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not a proper manager, then. So... I have questions.
About the start of the show?
No, we'll talk about that afterwards. But
a couple of points straight away.
Go on.
Can you use? Can you say your name a little bit more? John Holmes.
Well, you can say it for me. But John, well, okay,
John Holmes.
John Holmes. John Holmes.
Yeah.
John
Keep saying. John Let Holmes. People know you're
Does
there.
That apply to everyone?
Yeah.
Cornelius Mendes.
Not Good you. Man. Work experience.
when you're giving out the text number?
Yes.
They got a text talk.
Have they?
And the text number.
All right.
Text straight to you.
Text talk and the message to
When you've got a text topic as good as yours.
Yes. to put in Paul Ross's mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to receive those texts?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I can't read out most of them.
And you know I said break all the rules?
Yeah.
I think you've done it.
Fine.
Well done.
There you go. See, okay. I'm just doing exactly what I was told. Yes. My issues are these.
Okay.
I've just been looking at the website.
Mm-hmm.
On the website, right, it's... What did it say, Cornelius?
It says featured shows, highlights and featured shows.
Yeah. Who's in featured shows?
Paul Ross, Full Set Breakfast.
Yeah.
What Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah.
Mm. Drive with Delaney.
Yes.
And Late Nights with Ian Lee.
They are very good shows. They're all good shows, though, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. I'm not disputing that.
I mean, they're the ones I'd feature.
Yeah.
Dave Sharp.
Very much highlights for me.
Stop it now. But I'm sad that I don't know if you've noticed any.
Yes.
But there's something that's been missing from that.
There is.
Key
there is.
Lineup and message that you're giving out.
Oh, it's the Gould Brothers, isn't it?
It's what?
It's the Goulds.
Yeah.
No, it's not them. No one wants them.
Do you remember those difficult contract negotiations?
Yes.
Well, that might be your fault that you're not on the website already.
How long does it take to update a website?
I'm not saying he held out for a lot of money, but...
How long does it take to just upload a, you know, bit of web?
Okay, what time frame do you want on it?
Well, now? I don't know, how long does it... You know, I mean, and also highlights.
In this place, it might take a week.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, yeah. Also... there was we had a presentation, didn't we, the other day, downstairs about the launch of Talk Radio. And I sat at the back, and I couldn't help but notice when you were showing us pictures of the billboards, which are excellent, by the way, all around the country, where you can type in as well, actually reactive, you can type in headlines into the billboards and put things, as I mentioned, into Paul Ross's mouth. And you... And then there was a big bit came up, and this was a slide in a otherwise quite dull PowerPoint presentation that said key Talk presenters, right? And again, what happened was, it said Ian Lee, fair enough. The others, Sam, Julia, Paul. Does it, I mean, I'm in the room. I mean, you could have made a. I mean, it was a PowerPoint slide,
yeah,
isn't it?
It was unfortunate that you were in the room, but I will refer back to. Remember the contract negotiations?
That you mentioned, yes.
Hold on. Do you remember also there was an issue with waiting for approval on a photo to go on the website?
Yeah, but
now, unfortunately, John, you took some time in choosing what was your favourite photo.
Oh, you had no internet signal. I was in India.
Oh, come on.
Is that because they had to get a smaller tripod?
Shut up! No! I was...
Right, any more, because you've got to get on with the show.
Billboards.
You're going on them.
Am I?
Yes.
Is it the photo?
What, now?
I think you might be on one right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's all over London at the moment.
Yeah?
The one that you're on.
Oh, fine. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it say next to him?
It says, says, what would you put in his mouth? Okay?
It says,
thank you very much.
It says, meet our non-key personnel. thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Cheers,
Danny.
Yeah, just get his angry face. you listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. I'm doing what you said. John Holmes. It's 1:29.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains, with diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 da,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Very, very busy on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60. Two lanes still closed in junction 15 for the Swinton interchange for the recovery of an accident. It's in the roadworks, affecting you as you head away from Whitefield towards Worsley. The M6 North is struggling towards Birmingham. A lorry's broken down between 4A at the M42 and 5 for Castle Brom. Slow out of Northampton on the southbound A43 towards roadworks near the A5 at Toaster, and busy through St Clair's in Carmarthenshire on the A40 because of roadworks. I'm Gerena Adams.
Talk Radio.
1:31, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the headlines.
A teenager who ran down and killed a police officer during a high-speed chase has been jailed for 20 years. Clayton Williams was driving a stolen pickup truck when he hit PC Dave Phillips near Liverpool last year. The Prime Minister says he has absolute confidence in the Chancellor. It's after Jeremy Corbyn called on George Osborne to step down as a bitter dispute continues in the Conservative Party, triggered by the resignation of Ian Duncan Smith. In the US, plans are reportedly afoot to derail Donald Trump's bid to be president. Republicans, opposed to him being there, candidate are preparing a 100-day campaign to deny him the presidential nomination. But Josh Robinson from the Wall Street Journal has told Talk Radio's Paul Ross they're running scared.
The damage that he would do to the Republican Party long-term and to its credibility is palpable. So I think in the next couple of months we're going to see one last big scramble from the Republican Party to try and undercut him. But it may be too late. The horse may have left the stable.
A high court judge has pleaded with Madonna and her ex-husband Guy Ritchie to resolve a legal dispute over the future of their 15-year-old son Rocco. Mr. Justice McDonald said that it would be a tragedy if any more of the fast receding days of the teenager's childhood were taken up by the dispute. World number one Serena Williams has criticised the Indian Wells tennis chief executive Raymond Moore. It's after he came under fire for suggesting the women's game depends on male stars such as Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Williams, who has 21 Grand Slam singles titles, says the remarks are very inaccurate and offensive. And the website to name a new Royal Navy research vessel has crashed after thousands logged on to vote for Boaty McBoatface. There's no guarantee the ship will be given the name at the top of the poll. The final decision rests with the managers of the Natural Environment Research Council. The weather mainly dry across the UK, just a small chance of rain from the northeast. There could be patchy rain across Scotland though, feeling warm in the sunshine, the high 12 degrees.
There's a brand new mouse in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Time has come, the Paul Ross Set, to talk of many things, mainly what's on the next show, The Full Set Breakfast, with me, Paul Ross, and boy, we are spoiling you, because we've got a man of 1,000 cartoon voices on the show. All that, Dancing on Ice star, far too young and good-looking, Jeff Brazier, casting a sideways squint at the papers on Talk Radio, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Don't phone your mum. Phone Holmes. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What was that thing there?
What was that?
Play that again. What the hell was that? Just playing that again. Find it. I don't know what it was. What did it say?
It said Phone Holmes.
Phone Holmes?
Phone Holmes? Is that the name of the show?
No. It's not even a phone. It. What? What did it say?
We haven't even given a phone number. There's no one to phone.
What was that, Dave? What the hell was that?
I've launched an investigation, John. I've already pressed that button. It appeared to say Phone Holmes.
Phone Holmes?
I mean, in fairness,
it's a pun.
Phone Holmes is a phone home is a well-known phrase.
Yes.
Off of a film.
Off of the Alien.
And also just people phoning their homes, I suppose.
Yeah.
And your name is John Holmes, isn't it?
It's not that, no. We've established that it isn't that.
Are you mad that it's not Phone Holmes?
Phone Holmes.
You're not helping, if I'm honest. It is Talk Radio. It's 1:35. In the afternoon on Talk Radio, the brand new radio station for Britain. Thus, you'd expect it to be slicker. Anyway, you can text 87222, and you have to text the word talk and then your message to 87222. And I believe texts cost some money and your standard network rate. However, I will be honest with you, I'm having a little bit of trouble reading the text screen because what they've got. What I've got here is a computer text screen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine, and it's got loads of text and tweets and stuff coming in on it.
I see it, yeah.
Can have a quick glance round,
yeah,
and just see what might be missing in order for me to try and operate that. Just a quick look round the. Just a quick look.
Ah, oh, there's no mouse.
There's no mouse, so I don't know how I'm supposed to. I know someone's going to tell me it's a touch screen in a minute, but I did that and it didn't do anything.
It's like having a phone without a phone handset attached to it.
It's exactly the same.
Just having a keypad.
Yeah, I think what, if you are a brand new listener to this, by the way, certainly this show, what you're going to have to get used to, right? Because ordinarily, I can have this conversation off air. If something goes wrong, I can kind of go, well, I'll just sort that out while we play Florence and the Machine. But we can't. So now all of that stuff is going to be on air. I can't help it. It's just the way. Look, here's Dave back. What's
back
going on?
Having some production chats, are you?
Well, I can't. Look, I tried to read some texts out.
Yeah.
But what's missing from the screen that the texts are on is any form of mouse in order to scroll through them.
Is it a touchscreen?
I touched it, nothing happened.
Okay.
My lud.
I'll launch on a second investigation, shall I?
Yes, you're going to have a lot of investigations to do by the end of this. Are we going to thing?
I mean, luckily, there's someone called Matt on the phone, I believe, so that's fine. So just do the thing. Intro the next thing and don't worry about your mouse.
Okay, absolutely fine. So here we go then. This is where we talked about launching something called Lonely Lunch. Lonely Lunch. Are you alone? Are you listening alone? Maybe you're at home listening to Talk Radio's First New Day and, you know, you wish you had some friends to share it with. Maybe you're in prison, our core audience, and locked in a cell for 23 hours a day. Maybe you're a hermit and outwardly shun society and all it stands for. Again, our core audience. Or maybe you are at work. It's lunchtime. It's, 20 to 2. Maybe you're taking lunch at your desk. A, because you're busy, or B, because your colleagues hate you and have gone to the pub without you. Well, this is where we can help, right? This is going to be called Lonely Lunch. That's what we've called it on Talk Radio. Lowercase talk, uppercase radio. Where we will become your virtual friend / colleague / cellmate. Treat us as you would any of those and feel free to discuss the sort of things you'd ordinarily discuss, you know, over lunch. Last night's TV? Check. Relationship problems? We've got it covered. Idle chit-chat, just to be polite. We can help. Today, we go to our first Lonely Lunch clubber, and his name's Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? How are you, Matt?
Not too bad, actually. Weather's improved, isn't it?
Oh, God, we're engaging in idle banter first, aren't we?
I thought that was the point.
Yeah, actually, you do have a point. I'm just learning. It's day one. Okay, let's do idle banter. Yeah. So, Matt, where are you from?
Well, Essex, but I work in Reading.
Essex, you work in Reading. Do you commute every day from Essex to Reading?
I commute from Reading to Goring, actually.
Okay, fine. That's tick that one off. Right, good. What do you do, Matt?
Client finance management. It's very thrilling.
What? You try and what?
Money, numbers.
Finance management.
Finance management?
Yeah.
Oh, fine, all right, good. And how are you... I mean, where are you... Are you in an office? What are you in?
I am in an office of sorts, yeah.
All right, good. And you're on your own?
I am, yes, currently.
Yeah, so what's happened? Why are you on your own in an office? What's happened to you?
I was busy removing all traces of body hair and my fingerprints.
Yeah.
Ready for later.
Interesting first caller, I think. Yeah. Certainly. I think we've happened upon a crime scene. Okay. What I am pleased about is that this has happened, because this is exactly what I imagine Talk Radio would be like. Just basically an endless string of nutcases on the phone shouting random things into the void. What have you got for lunch, Matt? What are you eating for lunch? Don't say the corpse of someone I've murdered.
Actually, it was boiled chicken.
Boiled chicken.
Very, very exciting.
Good, okay. And in many ways, though, why are you on your... I mean, how many colleagues normally work with you in your office?
There's a few of us, but I kind of try to get myself out of the way around lunchtime because it's crazy. On and run up to lunch.
Okay.
So get a bit of space, get out of the way, break from the usual.
So look, we can help you, right? Because this is where we become your virtual lunchtime colleague, Matt, all right? So this is now an open forum. And this goes for anyone who is has lunch on their own, be it in their house, your car.
people do that? I don't know. Your office, obviously, your workplace, wherever it is you work, your scaffolding, I don't care. Wherever it is you work and you happen to be on your own for lunch, this is where we're your virtual colleagues. So we're going to, you know, technically do this every day. Even though this might be doomed to failure. So to get in touch with us, just text the word talk and a message, you know, say, oh, I'll do that, probably, to 87222. 87222, the word talk and the message to 87222. That's what you've got to do. Just, you know, like Matt has. So, Matt, idle chit-chat. It can be any subject. Imagine we were your colleagues. What would you, you know, what would you, what do you want to talk, what do you want to do? What do you want to say? Is it TV related? What is it?
Well, I don't watch a lot of normal television, but I do like quite into films and stuff like that.
Films, yeah. Do you want to discuss a film? Like, so imagine I'm your colleague, you know, I've just sat down at my desk and you've decided to talk to me about films. Go on.
Okay. Are you going to go and see Batman vs. Superman?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it, yeah, but I to be honest with you, I mean, it seems a waste of time to me, Matt. And I'll tell you why it seems a waste of time, because Batman vs. Superman... Okay, right, it's Superman wins, presumably. I mean, how... Because, look, you've got a space alien with powers and a man who's basically made his own stuff from a Maplin's catalogue. So it's gonna be... It's always going to be Superman. It's a waste of time, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because I think his kind of superpower is being extremely good at cooking up stuff from the Maplin's catalogue.
Yeah, but it's not a superpower, is it? That's just... you know, he's vaguely skilled.
Well, I don't know. I think you should go and see it just in case, you know, Superman ends up getting killed with the Maplin's creation.
Have you seen it?
Well, no, not yet.
Not yet.
Why are they versus each other? Why don't... Because they both hate evil. Why don't they just work together?
Well, exactly. Maybe that's a lunchtime chat.
It's absolutely exactly... You know, what we've done here is managed to recreate... Do you know, I think we should have sound effects on this in the future.
Sound effects,
I want sound effects of office.
Office.
Sort of background office noise.
We could just open the door.
You could just have a printer printing relentlessly over and over and over again with phones ringing.
Yeah. See, just conjure up...
Until you go mad from it.
Your office is quite quiet, though, isn't it? There's no... I can't hear
anything.
Yeah,
mostly.
Is there no radio?
There you go. So you've just said it's gone quiet and then everyone's shrieking down the stairwell.
Shrieking down the stairwell. You kind of just summed up talk radio again. I mean, it's a generic sort of brief. That's kind of what it is. Anything else you'd like to talk about over your lunch? I mean, how relationships? Anything are you doing? You currently?
Is he seeing anyone at the moment?
My mum. Is that what your mum says?
What?
Is that what your mum says?
My mum says, "Are you seeing anyone at the moment?"
Apart from your mum.
No.
But, oh, Matt, I'll tell you a thing. This is interesting, Matt. This is interesting. Yeah. Cornelius here, who's our work experience, right? Genuinely, he's only young, bless him, and his mum genuinely taught him how to kiss. Would you believe that?
That's not true.
It is true.
That's quite horrible.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. It is horrible, yeah. But that's... When was it, Con?
It's not true. You just made it up.
I didn't
the
make
other
it
day.
Up.
You did. You made it up on our old show.
I didn't make it up.
You did make it
I
up.
Didn't, look, basically, Cornelius's mum, right, you know, he doesn't do very well with girls. So she's, and the reason was because he didn't have...
This didn't happen. You made it up as a rumour, and you keep saying it live on the radio, which I think
you
is...
You protest too much.
Thank you. Exactly, Matt. See, now this is...
How should I react to that,
this
though?
This is office banter at its finest, isn't it? See how it works? Have we livened up your... Have we livened up your lunch, Matt? Are you feeling, you know, like you've got friends now?
I am. I feel like I might need a little bit of therapy relating to Cornelius, though. That's horrible.
I think I might have to put a complaint into HR.
Good. Right, thank you, Matt. There you go. That's Matt. And he's our first lonely lunch... We've cheered him up. See?
Yeah.
If you're having lunch on your own, if you're destined to be doing that at any point, then now is the time to get in touch, because you could be on tomorrow for that excitement. Text the word talk and message to 87222. We'll be back with Headline Hijack after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog, easy air wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Susie Perry here. We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. With new stations launching this spring, there's never been a better time to listen to digital radio and to make sure you're receiving all your stations, including great new stations. It's a good idea to retune your radio. It's as simple as the touch of a button and your radio will be right up to date.
Find out more at getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Long delays remain on the M60 anti-clockwise. Two lanes are closed off following an accident between junction 15 for the Swinton interchange and 13 at Worsley. Queues on the M60 are back to junction 18 for the Simister Island, and it's also turning back onto the M61. There are queues on the M40 southbound through Oxfordshire. An accident 2 miles south of junction 11 causing a good 2 to 3 miles of queues. And watch out too for delays through the roadworks on the A40, the Cutslow roundabout in Oxford. I'm Jamie Serkin.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:47, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, you are listening to brand new Talk Radio on Talk Radio. Where you will now find Headline Hijack. Let me explain to you how this is going to work. Between 1 and 2, as we've just been discussing with murdering Matt there, your colleagues are quite probably out of the office. They may have nipped off to Pret. Other shops are available. They may have nipped off to Pret. They may well have just gone out for a walk. Some of them, though God knows why, may have gone out for a run. People do that now. I've seen it happen. I've seen lunch people just go,
yeah, I'm just going out for a run at lunch. But because I'm smug.
They go get changed and then make a point to walk back into the office before walking straight out.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hateful. However, those are the people that aren't listening to this right now. They're back in the office at 2 o'clock, okay? So, here's what's going to happen with Headline Hijack, okay? This is, we want you to make up a news story from scratch, right? Just make something up. Anything, okay? And the point is, one chosen will then go into the news at 2 with Tim as though it's true, okay? And thus, it will confuse people who haven't been asked to listen to the first hour of this.
Have we checked this with the bosses? Is this
no. I admit I sort of brought it up with Denny when he was in here, but I didn't.
Tim's only just been told and... He was surprised.
I mean, I know there's a sort of unwritten rule about messing with editorial generally, you know, in the news, and you can't really do that with the news. Right, but it's worked before. So, the idea is, right, make up a news story. Now, you can get that to us via text or Twitter, obviously, or email if you like. Twitter is at Talk Radio, of course. At Talk Radio. That's, you know, Twitter. How it works. You don't have to type in the lowercase and uppercase, but you know, if you want to be on brand, then do lowercase Talk, uppercase Radio, because no one could decide, presumably. I don't know. Oh, you can text us on 87222, the word Talk, and then your made up news story. Okay, so you just want to, not a paragraph quite, just a kind of broad headline and a broad story about it. In fact, there you go, some already coming in here. Who's this from here? Paul in Manchester. Hello, Paul. After running 27 marathons for sport relief, the comedian Eddie Izzard realised he left his keys at the start of the course. He's having to run back. See, you know, that kind of... So it's not... It can just be vaguely plausible, right?
And it will go into the news at 2 o'clock, okay? And we're looking for a winner, and it could well be you. It's Headline Hijack. We'll get through some of them next. So, at Talk Radio on Twitter. You can Facebook page that at Talk Radio. We're also on Grindr. We're also on Pornhub. And you can email talkradio.co.uk or text us, and I'll attempt to try and work out this text system that doesn't have a mouse to control it. Talk, message, that's your Headline Hijack, to 87222. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. That was a bit unslick that I did the beginning there. Yeah, because I was giving you that bit of paper to
do. Yeah, yeah.
If you type that, just type to that get out, that on sure. The thing, because I can't read.
No worries.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, Headline Hijack. That's right. Yes, I knew that. So many coming in now. Thank you very much for them. That was the number. Eight, yes, that's right. 8 8 7 2 2. The word talk, and then your made-up news story to that number, please. You can also do it on Twitter, of course, at Talk Radio. Yours could well be the made-up news story. Getting into the news at 2 o'clock. It will come out of Tim's mouth. All right, Tim's our newsreader today. Ordinarily, of course, you'd associate Tim with integrity and facts and accuracy. And that's true. That's what he exudes when he came in here. I could smell nothing else. However, one of the stories will be a made-up load of old balls, right? And we'd like you to supply that for Headline Hijack this afternoon, okay? Just to confuse your colleagues that as yet still aren't back in the office. They'll get back in, bang on 2 o'clock. They go, what's the news is on? They'll just listen to it. They'll idly listen to it, won't they? It'll just, you know, go into their ears, and they'll hear the news about Ian Duncan Smith, and they'll hear the story about Boaty McBoatface, and they'll hear the other stories that happen.
I wonder which one's made up.
In the news. And then there'll be just a lie, a news lie in the news, and I'd like it very much to be yours.
It's quite a tough day to launch this as a segment, I think, because if you're going to listen, you know, with Boaty McBoatface in the news,
yes,
it could easily be that, couldn't it? We have to top that.
Well, yes, but I think yes,
that could easily be a fake news story.
Absolutely,
a professional journalist saying the words Boaty McBoatface in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, just flagging it up, guys.
No, and well flagged. What's coming in? This is from Penny, by the way. 8 7 2 2 that she's texted the word talk and then a message. The Royal Mail is going on internet strike and refusing to deliver emails from tomorrow. So if you do need to send an email, then make sure you do get that email in today, because there's a 24-hour Royal Mail internet strike and emails will simply not be delivered. That's from Penny. Work experience, Cornelius.
Hi.
What's come in there? What's come in? Hi.
Hi.
Hi, by the way.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi, UK.
What was that?
You never said that, and we've been on a national radio station for a long time.
What was that?
I was just saying hi to everyone. I didn't want the listener to feel left out. Chris in London has texted, as a way of encouraging people to control the population in England, anyone who decides not to have kids will be given a free lifetime subscription to Sky.
Well, that's one way of...
That'd be nice.
What about just giving a free digital radio?
Yeah, that would be good.
And thus, you know, be able to listen to talk radio all the time.
All the time.
Like you're
instead
not
of having kids.
Yeah, seems reasonable. What else have we got here? This is from Minnie in Ripperton. A budget airline is to introduce a new controversial payment system which will see the price of your ticket decided by your weight. The lighter the person, the cheaper the ticket.
What are you two talking? What are you whispering about?
We're just having an off-air production chat. Right. Is it distracting?
What's happened here is that I'm doing a feature.
Oh, yeah.
And in the meantime, you're waving your hands about at Work Experience Cornelius.
He's trying to learn on the job, isn't he?
You did the timeout sign to me.
that was literally nothing I could do.
Hang on.
Let's just stop. Okay. Right, so look. Yeah. So,
hey, we're learning. We're all learning
today. What's going on right in here is that we can't... I've mentioned this earlier. We can't have a chat because there's no downtime. Like, there's no moments for us to sort of sort out what's going on
next. There's no Florence and the Machine, is
there? So all of this is going to have to be done on air.
Why don't you just play Florence and the Machine for, like, 20 seconds? We can turn the mics off and have a chat at any point you want.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we used to do.
On the old station.
Yeah.
What... Well, okay, so we'll have a Florence and the Machine alert. Yeah. So, on this show, whenever you hear Florence and the Machine, you know that we need to sort something out. Yeah. Right? We need to sort something out, and we've got to have that chat off air, because we can't have it on
air. Martha, who presses our buttons, needs to know that as soon as she hears Florence and the Machine, kill all the mics straight away, because this is an important...
Is that all right? Is that all right, Martha? Is that
that is the new rule for the show. Should we test it?
Okay, let's test it. Okay, right, we've sorted that out. Okay, that's fine. So that's what we're going to be known now as the Florence and the Machine alert. That's the Florence and the Machine alert. And it means we're having a slight production chat off it. He's doing it again! I can hear you whispering! What are you whispering?
He's just whispering the word Tim to me. And I don't know what that means. Tim is our newsreader.
When you do a T sign, often in radio, that means time's up. But now it could mean Tim, and I don't know which it means. What? Which does it mean?
We can't play Florence and the Machine again.
No, I'm not. What does it mean? Just...
Oh, that's fine. No, just... All right, John, pick a winner from the ones we've got in.
That's too many good ones.
Cornelius needs to make sure it gets to Tim. That's what I was saying.
Okay, fine.
And then that's fine, isn't it?
It's from... hang on. The one we're going to go in. It's Stuart. Stuart, who's in Kidderminster, has won this morning's very first talk radio...
Afternoons.
Afternoons.
Another thing we've got to get used to.
Afternoons. Headline hijack. So the made-up news story from Stuart, and thank you, Stuart, will be coming... Dave, don't leave the room. I need to ask you a question. will be on... coming out of Tim's face in the news... What's coming up next? Do I need to trail something? What's coming up next?
Yeah, we've got our first reviewers after this.
Oh, because you have to review things on television.
Yeah.
Oh, fine, all right. Okay.
So we're going to talk about television, John.
Are we?
Yeah, and the drunk people as well.
Okay, drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. We have Work Experience, not you, Con, a different one. Work Experience Review, plus Diversity Papers. I'll explain what that is within the next hour. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better. Sky TV compatible box broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
So what does a good teacher make?
My teacher makes me want to put my hand up as fast as I can in class.
My teacher makes me believe that I can be the best I really can.
My teacher just made me realise that not all subjects are bad.
Make a difference to thousands of lives, including your own. Tax-free bursaries are available to help you while you train. Teaching. Your future. Their future. Search Change to Teaching. Bursaries subject to eligibility.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
I'm going to go so far as to say it's exactly and precisely 2 o'clock. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news.
Thank you, John. Coming up, the row over the budget rumbles on. 20 years for teenager who killed a PC, and Britain's new airship is unveiled.
Talk Radio.
Number 10 says the Prime Minister absolutely has confidence in George Osborne after the Work and Pensions Secretary resigned over welfare cuts. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the Chancellor should step down as well. But Lib Dems' Vince Cable, who used to be the Business Secretary, thinks the finger should also be pointed at the Prime Minister.
What's David Cameron's role in all of this? He's supposed to be the boss. His fingerprints are all over this policy. It was his personal reluctance to have taxation of the wealthy, and particularly wealthy pensioners.
A teenager who ran over a police officer in a stolen car last October has been sentenced to 20 years detention. 19-year-old Clayton Williams has been found guilty of PC Dave Phillips' manslaughter on Merseyside. A man has described watching on helplessly as a family car with five people inside submerged underwater in the Republic of Ireland.
I saw this car out a bit from the concrete, and I said to my wife, if those people don't get back, they're not going to be able to get back. And I opened my window and I shouted, are you all right? And the man shouted, phone the Coast Guard, phone the Coast Guard. And I phoned 999.
Francis Crawford was out for an evening run. Everyone inside died after the vehicle slipped down a pier in what police are calling a tragic accident. Just moments before, a baby girl had been passed out a window. She is now in hospital. The owner of Sports Direct says he won't appear before MPs to give evidence about how the firm pays its staff. Parliament's Business Innovation and Skills Committee has formally ordered Mike Ashley to appear at a hearing in June. The committee chairman turned down an offer to see the company's warehouse in Derbyshire. Mr. Ashley thinks that would be far more useful.
They would be make a lot more informed decision if they're able to see it for themselves, and then I don't think they'd actually need to want to see me and carry on the media circus. They clearly don't care about the people at Sports Direct. In my opinion, they're just showboating. In my opinion, they're actually a joke.
The world's largest aircraft has been unveiled for the first time since being fully assembled in the UK. The 302-feet-long Airlander 10, part plane, part airship, has been displayed in a First World War hangar in Bedfordshire. It will now carry out ground testing before 200 hours of test flights begin later this year. And Network Rail have announced that from Monday, if enough people on a platform miss a train, it can be recalled to collect the latecomers. Commuters can text a special number to contact the driver, who will reverse the train to pick them up. Trials are beginning in Crewe.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry across the UK, with just a small chance of rain for the northeast this afternoon. Some patchy rain across Scotland. It's going to feel warm in any sunshine, with the high 12 degrees.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester goalkeeper Mark Schwarzer says they'll only have themselves to blame if they don't win the Barclays Premier League this season. His side have a shock 5-point lead over Spurs at the top of the table. A game against Southampton follows the international break, and Schwarzer says that's the only focus.
You kind of cast an eye across to what your opponents are doing and what their fixtures are like, but predominantly you're looking at your own fixtures. And like I said, in 2 weeks' time, our full focus is just from now until then is on the Southampton game.
Burnley goalkeeper Tom Heaton has been called up to the England squad in place of the injured Joe Hart. Hart and Manchester City teammate Raheem Sterling have both withdrawn from the squad from the upcoming friendlies against Germany and Holland after being injured on club duty yesterday. Finally, Australia look for their first win at Cricket's World 2020 this afternoon when they face Bangladesh in Bangalore. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
4 minutes past two, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And coming up in this hour, drunk people will be canvassed for their opinions on the week's news.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, good afternoon and welcome. It is Talk Radio. Lowercase talk. Uppercase the word radio for no real reason. I am John Holmes, and yes, like Ian Duncan Smith sticking the knife into George Osborne, so we now stick our oar into your weekday afternoons from now on, kind of around 1 till 4. In fact, not around 1 till 4, it's actually quite specific, it's 1 till 4. Don't forget, you can get in touch in the usual ways. We are on 0844 499 1000. We are on a text message. 87222. 87 treble. Are we saying 222 or treble 2?
I'm saying double 22.
Doesn't matter what you say. I'm going to just say 87222. You can text the word talk and then your message to that number, however you want to say it. You can email, of course, talkradio.co.uk. Twitter, we're on Twitter, at talk. We say modern, at talk radio. Facebook, we're on that. We're on Pornhub. We're also on Grindr. And on the show today, we're going to be giving away a role in a film. You can star in a film. The good news, we'll fly to LA. Flights and accommodation not included. The bad news is that the film is a sex tape with Hulk Hogan. So if you'd like to be in a sex tape with Hulk Hogan, simply enter via the text thing. Enter, I don't know, just text up a little bit of sick in your own mouth if you genuinely want to be in a film with Hulk Hogan. Good afternoon, Talk Radio, then. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. I'm saying that over and over again because if you were listening about an hour ago, managing editor, is that what he's called? I don't know. The boss, Denny, came in and told me I wasn't saying my name enough because apparently that's what you have to do in order to get the message out there. So I am John Holmes. However, I am now joined by a man called Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'll tell you why you're here, Bob, essentially, because you know how... Look, let's be honest, right? Punditry, okay? It's an art form, okay? Reviewing and punditry is an art form. We've all heard people going on the radio to review things, and look, you think, here comes one of those reviewers coming in here, reviewing things, saying things out loud that ultimately have no worth. They pop up hither and thither to review TV or fashion or film, don't they? Or, you know, in the case file of an horrific murder. Those reviews usually on Crime Watch, obviously. But the question no one is asking is, whither the next generation of critics? I say no one. Ask me that question.
Who's doing that?
No, just say whither the next...
Whither? Whither the next critic?
Generation of...
Whither the next generation of critics?
Right, good. Well, ponder no more as we present Work Experience Reviews. It's a platform to look over stuff that we're now giving to people on Talk Radio in the afternoon. People clamouring to, you know, get something that's not even a real or proper job in the future. We're giving them their first break on national radio. It's kind of like the X Factor, but for talking. It's how I'm looking at it, with the added, and some would say crucial bonus, that we don't have to pay them. It's Work Experience Reviews Day 1, and it's going to be TV with Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely great. Yeah.
Well,
happy to be here.
We'll be the judge of that. So, listen, Bob, here's the thing. We like to help. I mean, if nothing has become more apparent in the last hour of broadcasting here at Talk Radio, we like to help. Okay? We helped Matt, who was very lonely, having his lunch because he'd been shunned by his colleagues. Oh. So we helped him out with being his virtual colleague. Now, we're going to help out people wanting to break into the media. Punditry is out there, isn't it? It exists. It's a pastime, if not a proper job. And I understand that you are going to be reviewing TV for us.
I am going to be doing TV review.
So, what's your background a bit, Bob? I mean, how, you know, what's
so your... I work for the Tab, which is a sort of youth media site.
Yes.
We have a lot of like uni sites. So I used to work there up in Leeds, and now I've come down to London. I'm writing for them down here.
Oh, right. Okay. So you've come down. Were the streets paved with showbiz for you?
Oh, yeah.
It's glamorous, isn't it?
In London. Big Whittington style, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. The streets obviously paved with, kind of homeless people and dog poo, really, if I'm honest.
Really.
But, you know, apart from that, the glittery, bright lights of showbiz await you. What does a TV reviewer even have to do? I mean, how do you watch this stuff? You've got to see it in advance of everyone else, is that right?
Yeah, well, sometimes. I mean, most of it is just Netflix bingers in bed in your pants watching hours and hours of TV, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's technically something you could be paid for in the future then.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
So what have we got?
So today I was thinking I was going to talk about Daredevil a bit.
Okay, right.
Yeah, which is back on Netflix.
This is season 2.
Season two, right? Indeed,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, those who may not know, remind us what Daredevil even is.
So, Daredevil's a TV show set in the same universe as the Marvel films, which is sort of, everyone knows, the Avengers, Captain America, stuff like that. But this is Netflix's sort of grittier version that they have, so it's a bit more R-rated, as the Americans would say.
All right, well, let's see how this... 'cause I know we've got a clip of it. Let's see how that's rated. Let's hear a bit of Daredevil.
Would you believe it if I said I missed you?
No.
I need your help, Matthew. You're the only person I can trust.
Oh, sweetheart. You don't break into my house and then talk to me about trust. What do you want from me?
You fight better than anyone I know. And I have information. The Yakuza never left.
That's impossible. I drove them out of New York City.
No, you didn't. They just hibernated and watched you take out all of their enemies. Now, New York is ripe for the taking.
If we do this, nobody dies. Do you understand?
Hungry?
Every time I walk up those stairs, I wonder, today's the day you're dead in your living room.
I'll be honest with you, right? I wonder this every time I hear this kind of thing on the radio, right? And you go, and here's a purely visual thing, television, film, etc. Here's a clip of it where you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
However, ooh, bear with me, Bob. Watch how I professionally weave this back. However, of course, Daredevil is about a blind lawyer turned superhero.
Yeah.
So the visuals aren't important.
It works. It works perfectly on the radio, doesn't it?
Yeah. See. This is how you do it.
Okay.
Just showing you.
Right.
So, what can you tell us a bit about Daredevil? Then, what's
So it's the second season. It's good.
No spoilers, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'll be very careful with the spoilers. Okay. I mean, it's not quite as good as the first season, but it's still very good. I was very much hooked. It's still very addictive. I watched, I think, 13 hours in probably about 14 hours, so...
God, you really don't have much of a life, do you?
No, I don't. I've got no friends, so it's quite lucky, really. but no, it's very good again. They've added in some sort of fan-favourite characters from the comics. You get the Punisher in there, who's about as nasty as he sounds, so...
Didn't Dolph Lundgren once play him in a film?
He did, yeah, but luckily the guy they've got to play him now, John Bernthal, is a bit better at acting than Dolph Lundgren. They've also got Elektra, who's the woman you heard in that clip. She was played by Jennifer Garner about 10 years ago in the awful, awful Ben Affleck version. So really all round they've just sort of upped the ante of actors and
so
of
this
characters.
Is I mean the whole Marvel Universe thing, of course, you know, huge cinematic franchise.
Yeah.
And is this kind of is this something Marvel are now doing with TV and Netflix, and is that gonna
thing? But the thing is, Marvel have sort of branched off in two different ways on their TV. They're doing things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Certain TV channels, which is really cheesy.
I saw a review of that which said Agents of with a word that I can't possibly say on the radio.
It's one of the worst things I think I've ever seen on TV.
And you've met Cornelius.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Have you finished on that? This is my first time I've done this. I don't know how long it has to go on for, Dave. Producer Dave.
Have you been toilet training any of your young kids by any chance? That's very much what it sounded like. You're done?
I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, Bob, right? So, working at Talk, it's more or less the same.
I've probably got about the same IQ, so that's fine.
Earlier on, I had to pull Julia Hartley Brewer off the potty.
Wow.
That's not a euphemism before you think it is. She just needs assistance, bless her. What else have we got? What else, Bob? What's on the telly, Bob?
I was going to talk a bit about Versailles, which is coming on the BBC soon. And it is... We were talking about some of the worst things we've ever seen. It is comfortably the worst thing I have ever seen in my life.
Before you tell us why, let's hear a clip of Versailles.
Once upon a time, there was a great and glorious king.
Terrible things happen to kings.
You are different, sire. You are the king of our future.
You think it's hard to be a king? Try being a king's brother for a day.
This new playground in the woods, the king obsesses over it. He sees Versailles, nothing else. He's forgotten who built this country.
When you pass through the doors in this court, you're not walking into a room. You're entering a marketplace.
Now, transactions mean contacts. Contacts mean credit. Credit means power, and power means everything.
One man cannot rule the land. He's drowning in it.
One man cannot rule the land, Bob.
Ooh.
He's drowning in it. What's wrong with it?
Well, you know Game of Thrones?
I'm aware of it.
It's like a bad version, basically.
Really?
So what you've got here is... It's made by a French TV company, and they filmed the whole thing in English with English actors, even though it's about France. Their reason for that being because they want it to be sort of distributable outside of France, and that says everything about it. It's the cheesiest, corniest thing ever, and essentially what you're watching is just a load of posh, pretty young men with long hair shouting at each other.
There's a market for that, I'm guessing.
There's a huge market, but that's really the problem. I mean, it's like Game of Thrones did it well, and now you have all these shows. Like, have you seen Da Vinci's Demons?
I know.
It basically
just know.
It recast Leonardo da Vinci as a very attractive young man in a V-neck t-shirt that goes down to his belly button, and that's sort of, you know, still set in the 1600s, but not quite historically.
Okay,
accurate.
So this is part of that whole post Game of Thrones thing where everyone tries to go. What was the one? There was one on ITV recently.
The Last Kingdom, it might be.
Yeah, that they've already axed.
They did a Beowulf one as well.
That's what
they
thinking.
The one. Yeah.
Okay. Game of Thrones. Let's be honest. Its success is basically because of dragons and nudity.
Yes,
you know, which are the two, you know, for me, the two touchstones of anyone's existence.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
And so, is there dragons?
There's no dragons in this.
Is there
no
nudity?
There's a lot of nudity.
Well,
then
it should do all right.
There's enough nudity to make up for the lack of dragons, to be honest. So, yeah, it should do fine.
Nude dragons is the only way forward.
Well, I've never seen them in clothes, to be fair.
Imagine Dragons, you know, the band.
Yeah.
Right? So you get Imagine Dragons, nude. Bear with me, I'm pitching a show. Imagine Dragons, nude, right? Imagine this?
Yeah.
Close your eyes now and imagine this.
It's hard to imagine them without a waistcoat on, but yeah.
Imagine Dragons, right? Nude, maybe just the waistcoat, but naked from the waist down, riding dragons. That's as far as I've got in my idea. But it's, you know, if Versailles can have a bash at it, I don't see why I shouldn't be able to. Will you stay there for a moment, Bob? Because I know you've got one more thing to review.
Can
if
do.
We can call any of this review. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is our first day. That much is obvious. I'm John Holmes. It's 2:18. We'll be back with Bob after this.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. And you can expect the same great prices and service with the all-new Selco Tool and Plant Hire service. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
With a squad of over 5,000 to choose from, you're bound to score a low-mileage, nearly new car at one of Motorpoint's 9 branches nationwide. You won't break the bank or any transfer records either, with prices like a 64-plate Ford Focus 1-litre EcoBoost for under £10,000, saving over £8,000 on the new list price. There's part exchange and finance available, and the golden goal of choice, value and service. Don't get left on the sidelines. Start your search at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
Just about to kick off.
And he scored!
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable!
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Roadworks on the A66 through West Leighton are causing delays, holding you up as you move between Greta Bridge and Scotch Corner. They are due to finish this afternoon. Big queues on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 towards an accident near Junction 15 at the Swinton Interchange. Two lanes are closed there, also clogging up the M61. Busy for Oxford's A40 at the Cutslow roundabout as roadworks continue where the A40 meets Banbury Road. And there's queues out of Cardiff on the A4232. That's because of a breakdown at the Leckwith Interchange. I'm Jarena Adams.
There are only three things that get a wolf excited.
full moons, eating juicy little pigs, and shopping around at Money Supermarket, where you could save a heap of cash on your car insurance.
The Big Bad Wolf. The Big Bad Wolf. The Big Bad Wolf.
Visit Money Supermarket. Save money on your car insurance and feel like an epic wolf.
The Big Bad Wolf.
You're so Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash.
The other one. Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
I have to say that we have ways of making you talk in that bit of production there. It sounds vaguely sort of sinister,
yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, that has sort of vague, you know, torture connotations. I'm just, you know, just a note to...
We should say that Bob's here of his own free will.
That's worth pointing out, actually. Yes, good point, actually. We haven't, you know, threatened...
I am finding you vaguely sinister, though, but...
That's fair. That's actually fair. There's a lot of texts and... I wasn't expecting so many texts and tweets, I have to say. I know if I was professional, I'd read some out.
People have made the effort. Go on, read one out.
Well, did I just hear John Holmes, at John Holmes 1, Twitter?
Yeah, thing. Good plug.
Thanks. Play music on Talk Radio? Yes, you did, yeah. Mind you, it was Talk. Yes, exactly, yes. Well, there was a link. Now, if you ever hear Florence and the Machine, we've established, that is your knowledge that we have something to talk about off-air. Because what we've realised, coming over from music radio, is that all the production stuff we have to talk about off-air, like, can't happen, because we're live all the time. So, if you ever hear Florence and the Machine, that means we have something to discuss to work out what's going to happen next in the show. That's known as your Florence and the Machine production, off-air production chat alert. However, there's the pressing matter of Bob's television review. Minutes past 2 then, Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Monday afternoon. Bob is here. It is work experience review. So, you know, this is us basically creating, if you like, the pundits, the reviewers of the future. You're the new Mark Kermode.
Oh, don't call me that.
Okay. who would you like to be? The new...
I can't think of any others.
The new Richard Arnold. From yeah. GMTV.
He'll yes, do. Him. Do. There yeah. you go. You're him. We've already heard about Netflix's Daredevil. We heard about Cheesy Versailles. What's the third TV?
Well,
I don't know why we're doing three, by the way. Someone told me that TV reviews normally do three, so I just thought I would.
Well, BBC have been taking us inside Obama's White House, which is what I was going to talk about next.
Well, let's have a clip of it then.
Llamé a la Casa Blanca, al Instituto de Meteorología, para saber por fin si llueve o no llueve en el juego de Cuba con los Tampa Bay.
Hello. Yes. Yes, the real White House.
The White House. mandarle un mensaje al presidente Obama, ¿se lo puede dar?
This is President Obama.
Ah, usted es presidente Obama. The real Obama.
Yes, the real Obama. Who's this?
Yo soy Pánfilo de Cuba. My name is Pánfilo.
The real Pánfilo from the TV show.
Sí, yes, yes, del programa de televisión. Ay, me conoce.
No me digas. ¿Qué bola?
Óigame, qué bueno que nos viene a visitar, para que conozca Cuba, para que conozca su gente.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. The American people and the Cuban people are friends.
Right, I think I speak for the nation. I say, what the bloody hell was that?
Well, I don't recognise that from the show. I've
got to
be honest.
Someone's just got some random clip of some Cubans. Just go, that'll do. So Bob's reviewing a programme, and we've got a clip from the bit he hasn't seen or it's just something someone found.
Okay. I think someone might have just typed Obama and
put the first clip on.
Plus Cuban chat.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen that bit in the show, but talking about the show in general.
Yeah.
It's called Inside Obama's White House, and it's a bit disappointing because it doesn't really take you inside Obama's White House that much. It sort of shows you a bit about what Obama's been doing in the last 7 years. The issue is, and I don't know if this is just because I'm a bit stupid and not very clued up on politics, but it's all a bit boring. Yeah. So Obama hasn't done that much, sort of not much crazy stuff. And the first episode is his first 100 days. The problem with it is nothing really that major happened in his first 100 days.
Some would argue that nothing that major happened in his entire presidency.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if they do an episode on the Osama bin Laden stuff, that'll be interesting. The next one's on healthcare, so I'm not really expecting it to be anywhere more interesting than the first one.
Might have hit on something interesting there, though, because I suppose inside Osama bin Laden's hideout would have been a better documentary.
That would have been more interesting.
That's not how TV works. They don't just go, well, that one's not good. What sounds a bit like Obama?
Well, it's just a matter of changing one of the letters.
Yeah.
Admittedly, all of the footage.
A lot of the footage.
I don't see why. But there's going to be some crossover.
Yeah, sure, I'll admit that.
Oh, so, you know, you could, why not?
Final episode would be great, wouldn't it?
It would be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like,
what are those Cubans doing? I don't remember they were anything to do. It's a bit weird.
I'm looking forward to that bit.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, yes, no. I mean,
it's very, I mean, like, Daredevil is a yes, Versailles is a no. Obama's White House is very much a, if there's nothing on, I guess I'll watch it.
All right, fair enough. I think that's actually, you know, embraced all three of the...
Yeah, that's a good... We accidentally happened upon, like, a reviewing system here.
Yeah.
We need one yes, one no, and once... I mean, like, sure.
It's fine.
If I've literally got nothing else to do.
It'd be better in that hideout abroad, wouldn't it? Better then. If I'd got the footage of that.
Do you do, like, give it out of 10? Is that what you do in reviews?
I don't know. No, do you want to... Don't ask me. This is Bob's training.
All right, okay.
He's a pundit of the future.
Bob, this is what we'll do.
You might come up with a whole new system of rating it. I don't know.
Rather than rate everything out of 10 like they'd normally do,
yes,
let's do an average out of 10 for all three.
Okay, so what average of the week's TV?
Yeah, there you go.
Just one number, Bob.
I guess we'll give this week a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Yeah. 6 out of 10 TV
that's,
week.
That's... Versailles brought it down quite considerably.
All right. Bob, thanks. How was your first TV national radio?
Do you want to review your reviews?
Very good. I think my review was probably a 5 out of 10, but, you know...
I'm being a little bit harsh on this. That's actually quite all right.
Okay, we'll give me a 9.
Okay, fine. Good. Right.
I'm not sure I trust Bob's review.
The system has failed us. His review would have been better with Cubans. you're listening to Talk Radio, and it's kind of new. It's not kind of new, it is, I suppose. Monday, I'm John Holmes. I remembered to say my name there, because Denny, the boss, told me I had to keep saying it. You can get in touch with us, 87222, if you so wish. You can Twitter, at Talk Radio. Thanks very much, by the way, for Headline Hijacks earlier. There were loads we couldn't get through, but Headline Hijacks is going to be a regular thing where we put a fake news story into the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who might have been out of the office for lunch and have only just got back. What's that you showing?
I've just been sent a photo of one of these digital advertising boards in London that has your face on, and then the specific message, and it says, "Board, time to retune," and it's got a picture of you.
Yes.
And this is your... Is this your new photo?
I'm not sure that's one I approved.
You look like...
No, come on.
You do. You look like you're playing Jack in the Beanstalk in a pantomime.
Doesn't he?
Or Dick Whittington.
Yeah.
Any of the above.
Look at that.
You're in a little vest there off of the pantos.
That was the best one they had.
We'll tweet that at Talk Radio account.
And that's on a billboard. That's how high? I mean, that's like a...
Yeah, in London.
Here's our new text in for the next half hour. Which pantomime character do you think John looks like based on the photo we're about to tweet?
If anyone says Tom Thumb, I'm going to be livid. 87222 if you'd like to text us. Text the word talk and your message to that number, at Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook Talk Radio. You can email us, talkradio.co.uk. I'm John Holmes. It's 2:30 and Tim's going to have the news next.
Talk Radio. A teenage car thief who killed a police officer during a high-speed pursuit has been sentenced to 20 years in detention. 19-year-old Clayton Williams was found guilty earlier of PC Dave Phillips' manslaughter in Wallasey near Liverpool last October. Labour says Chancellor George Osborne should consider his position over his failed plans to cut disability payments. The proposed savings will be dropped later by the new Work and Pensions Secretary, we're told. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's right that the man who resigned from that position on Friday, Ian Duncan Smith, quit on Friday.
He's finally found a conscience and resigned, and his successor is now looking for exactly the same level of cuts from somewhere else within that budget. This is a budget that doesn't add up, it's unravelled, and I think it's George Osborne who should be appearing before the Commons and explaining exactly what his budget now is.
A mother who smoked cannabis before crashing off the M1, killing her daughter and another teenage passenger, has been found guilty of causing death by careless driving. Former youth worker Anastasia James was convicted of causing the deaths of Destiny James Keeling and Meghan Marchand in Leicestershire while unfit through drug use. A man's been extradited from Australia and arrested over the death of another man in North Lanarkshire almost 17 years ago. Owen Branigan was 45 when he was allegedly stabbed to death at a house in Coatbridge in November 1999. James McGowan was arrested by police in Australia last year. He now faces charges in the UK over the death. Sports Direct boss Mike Ashley has refused to face MPs over staff working conditions despite a formal summons. He says they should visit the company's plant in Derbyshire instead. A Burnley goalkeeper Tom Heaton has been called into the England squad. He replaces Joe Hart for the friendlies against Germany and the Netherlands. The Manchester City man injured a calf during a 1-0 defeat to rivals Manchester United at the weekend. Another Manchester City star Raheem Sterling is also out. The weather mainly dry across the UK with just a small chance of rain for the northeast this afternoon. There will be some patchy rain across Scotland though, feeling warm in any sunshine with a high of 12 degrees.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do that! Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is 2:33. Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and this is Weekday Afternoons on National Radio from now on. But look, let's be honest, right? Your choice is this, Steve Wright.
Yep.
Okay. As I said earlier, edited to within an inch of its life, so all the... He's not really there. All the breaths are taken out, aren't they, on Steve Wright in the afternoon. So you've got that, and the big, it's the big show. It's the big show, everyone.
Hooray!
Factoids. All that stuff. Right, so you've got that. Where you can get a badge saying I chose the oldies, yep. Right? Or maybe Radio 1. Is Scott Mills on now?
Yeah.
So, you know, the radio, well, your other choice is a man in his 40s trying desperately to connect with 15-year-olds, right? I know it's Radio 1, but it's in a different way to when that happened in the 1970s. Let's make that very clear. Not suggesting Scott Mills. Anyway, so, shall I go through some...
Please do.
Text. Right, fine, okay. What I thought I'd do is read out some of the texts that have come in over the day.
Okay, like so, a review of the day's text.
Similar.
We do a lot of reviews on this show, aren't we?
Similar. It's not really a review, I'm just... so this came into Julia Hartley Brewer earlier.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
From 10 to 1, that's what I mean.
Out of context texts. Yeah. Out of contexts.
Out of contexts.
That's good, write that down, someone.
Yeah. Look, it's like a production meeting on air again. Yeah. I should have played Florence and the Machine. Julia, this is from Nick Lewis on Twitter. Julia, sometimes you're as annoying as you are fit. I mean, that's sort of damned with...
Horrible thing to write.
What is that horrible? Like, what are you saying? She's... I don't know. I mean, it's quite sexist. And I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what Julia makes of that. That's fine. What does this say here? John Holmes on Talk Radio, already much less sleep-inducing than LBC.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll take that.
Well, if you want an afternoon nap, though.
That's from the managing editor of LBC, just said that. hang on, sorry. I mean, I realise this is unprofessional now, and I should have gone through these first.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think after over 90 minutes of this programme, people have already switched into the fact that you don't need to say... I mean, I realise this is unprofessional. I mean, I think that's just a given now.
I mean, switching into or off. What's this? This is good. Hi, Talk Radio. As you get older, you get fussier. At least she gets more out than most grandmas. What does that even mean?
I know.
I don't know. That is a good out of context, everyone. It's like a game show.
Was that for Julia Hartley Brewer?
Yeah, they had the Tinder nanny on, didn't they? It'd be something to do with that.
Okay, explain to us about the Tinder nanny again. So, work experience, Cornelius.
She is a 53-year-old, but she is a grandmother, and she finds dates on Tinder and has gone, I think, on over 100 Tinder dates.
Sorry, you what?
I think 100.
I think. Say it again.
I think.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Think? Barton Fink?
What? That's not a word.
It's a film.
Okay. What's wrong?
Say it again.
I know. Think.
That's better. Fat's better.
Fat's better.
Don't say it.
I can't.
This is good.
I know what you were going to do. Yeah. Anyway, so you're going to take the F off that word and put a change in front of it and tell me to that off.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I thought that's exactly what was going to happen.
Don't do that, please.
Okay, fine. Right, so here's a thing for you. It's a new feature. Well, here it is. This is going to be a new feature. It's... So, tropes of Talk Radio, right? People go out on the streets and canvass people for their opinions on the week's news.
Yep.
Right? That's what happens. You know, man in the street gives worthless opinion on the news as asked by some sort of journalist who really wishes he'd gone into a different career, right? That's because they've been sent out. So, we are doing that, but everyone else does that. LBC
do. They're called Vox Pops, aren't they?
They're called Vox Pops, yeah. Right? And it's. So, what I decided we're going to do, right, is go out at the weekend.
Yep.
When people are drunk. So, for instance, Saturday night.
As an example of a day people might go out and get drunk. Saturday night.
Correct.
Thanks, John.
It's been a long time since I've done that.
I was going to say, this...
I've got two children, they're 6 and 3. I don't go out.
This segment's going to be a revelation for your social life and B, your marriage.
All I drink...
In opposite directions.
All I drink is Calpol. Have enough of it. I go out on Saturday night and I ask drunk people their opinions on the week's news.
Okay.
It's a feature we are calling Alcovox Pops. Alcovox Pops.
Like Alcopops.
Like Alcopops.
That's very clever.
So, you know, let's enjoy the opinions on last week's news stories from drunk people. So on Saturday night, out on the streets of London, people falling out of clubs and bars, all hammered on their drink of choice. A lot of stories in last week's news, of course, but what did they make of it while smashed out of their tiny minds? Out on the streets, let's find out.
The government want to turn failing schools into failing academies. Opinion?
Well, like, if you look at, like, Fame Academy, for example, like, so Lamar did really well, like, you know, but obviously Fame Academy is not around right now, so I really don't know, like, obviously, so, like, academies must be kind of good, because my niece goes to an academy, but then, and she's doing alright, but, like, I don't really hear Lamar's music anymore, so I don't know, like, I think give it a go, and then just see how it goes, like, yeah. Go on.
Chancellor George Osborne held up his red box last week. What would you put in his red box?
If he was my girlfriend and he said he's got his red box going, there's all sorts I'd put in that. But luckily he's not, so, like, KFC on the cheap Friday nights, red box done.
Last week, a footballer apparently weed in a glass at a horse race. Where have you had a sneaky wee?
So many places. I can't even... I mean, like, a week ago between a florist and a florist at a sweet shop at about 9 p.m. It wasn't even that, it was dark, but it wasn't that dark. And I found a new technique of sneakily weeing, so I wanted to try it out. There was actually a toilet available somewhere else, but I thought, you know what, it's closer here and I can try out the new technique. So I did.
I did have a sneaky wee in my pants once when I was too shy to ask the teacher if I could go to the toilet. And I weed in my pants behind a girl who had a nosebleed. Her name was Elizabeth.
I'll be honest, he actually weed in his pants as he was saying that to me as well. He actually just, I had to stand there and watch a drunk man urinate while telling me about where he'd had a sneaky wee. What we've learned from that, I think, is don't ask drunk people their opinions on the week's news. I think that's probably fair to say. You can get in touch with it's new, isn't it, this?
Yes.
Talk Radio. I mean, we are
brand
kind of feeling our way around the studio a little bit, I'll be honest. And it's 20 to 3 now. There is stuff still to come. Something called Trivial Pursutra is going to be happening quite soon. I will explain. That'll be happening before 3 o'clock. What's happening after 3 o'clock?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you, because you work on the production team,
sure,
don't you?
Sure.
Oh, let go and ask Dave. Dave!
Yes?
Dave!
Oh, yeah. He's got a microphone
You've got a microphone out
he's
there.
He's not in the room.
I'm in the other room.
Right.
Who else is in there? Say hi, everyone.
Here's Marta. She presses the buttons.
Hello.
Hi, Marta.
Ian's over here. He's...
Marta, have you got a boyfriend called Tom?
No, why?
No reason.
Okay.
Are you doing a thing where you'd put their names together?
Tom,
and it'd be
Tom
Tomato.
Marta.
Ah,
yeah.
That's funny.
What was the question you wanted to ask before you started juvenile?
What's happening?
We're going to do.
That was about 1 o'clock. Yeah. What's happening after 3 o'clock?
We're going to do our pay per view, aren't we?
Another pay per view. Oh, yeah. I know which one you mean.
Yeah. The pay per view.
Diversity pay per review. I'll explain that as we go along. But yeah, and anything else or just?
Yeah, we're going to play our first game.
Oh, good.
It's a mystery game.
Are we giving away meat?
Shall we?
Yes.
Have we checked that with the bosses?
No! Much like everything else that's happened in the last 2 hours.
There you go, the first instance of meat on Talk Radio.
There we go, we'll explain that as we go along as well, but I promise you, we are genuinely the only national radio station, nay show, to give away some meat. Now, obviously, you want to get in touch with Talk Radio because it's brand new, we know that. It's just popped up out of nowhere. It's new and it's everywhere. It's popped up and it's new and it's everywhere. It's like chlamydia. So you can text us on 87 treble 2, start your message with the word talk, and then, you know, write your message, so you can Twitter us, you can probably Facebook or Insta buzz us, probably, plus we're on Snapgram and Pornhub and Grindr, as I mentioned. You can rate us on Tizwaz and Shack Attack. You can admire us on Lurker and Mimsy, and why not dislike us on Girth. We're also posting watercolours on Apple Ties and Redbox, and you can follow us on Jimmy Jammers and Hawkeye and Clam House and on Cheerio. I think we've set up a MySpace page. I think that's actually happened this morning. So, Talk Radio, because we are bloody modern. I think we're going to sell you things now.
Commercial messages, please, John.
Thank you, Dave. There will be commercial messages, and then Trivial Pursutra. It's Talk Radio, almost 2:45. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better. Sky TV compatible box broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's an accident on the M11 southbound through Essex causing a queue. It's partially blocked off between 9 at the A11 Saffron Walden Turn and Junction 8 for Bishop Stortford. It's causing some delays. North M1, as you head through South Yorkshire, around Junction 35 for Rotherham, one lane's closed off there because of a breakdown, so there's a queue on the approach to that. And on the M60, anti-clockwise through Greater Manchester, an accident there closes two lanes between 15 at the M61 and Junction 13, which is the Worsley turn-off. Very busy on that stretch. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 2:47 on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, his producer, because John's gone for a wee. He'll be back shortly, I believe. There he is.
Okay. We're on air. You took too long.
The toilets are miles away. And then, look, what we haven't established, because no one talked about this, is how I'm supposed to go for a wee.
When there's no Florence and the Machine to play.
When there's no... Well, we're not playing music, so that's normally on a music radio, that's where you would go for a wee. But I don't really understand when I can.
I think the mistake you made was that you went too late to there.
Well, just answering nature's call. I can't. Can I have my thing back? Yeah. I mean, I can't. I mean, how long was that? Marta? Marta?
Hello.
Hi.
How long was that break there?
It was about 2:33 minutes.
Right, now, thank you.
That's enough time to wee, John.
It's enough time to wee, but you haven't factored in the distance where the weeing area is, or that I haven't got a pass yet and couldn't get back in the door.
That is tricky, isn't it? I wonder what that says about your tenure on air on this radio station, that they haven't given you a permanent pass that opens the doors.
They're letting me a temporary one.
How do you
I'm
get
not even on the website.
How do you get in there? This is worrying for all our jobs, isn't it?
Not Cornelius, is he? Didn't get paid.
Should be the next thing.
I think we should. And allow me, if I may, to take you back to ancient times.
The Karma Sutra. A document of love. Man, woman, pictured in Congress. Not the American, like, Congress. That would be awful if people were making love in there. That'd... Well, it's a way to filibuster. But anyway, that aside, the ancient Hindu text of the Karma Sutra. It is, of course, well known as a sex manual. There are lovemaking positions depicted within. However, we posit that it's out of date. All of those positions have been tried and tested. So it is time...
This music's excellent, isn't it? I like this. This is very good.
Genuinely, in all the run-throughs of this, we've never got to this bit of the music. I've never heard it.
No, I know. Wow. It's like the full Bollywood, this. This is good. Anyway, the point is, we are, with your help, going to update the Kama Sutra. It is, to our mind, a document that needs updating for the modern times. Now, what we posit is this. There are many words and phrases out there in the world that could be otherwise used. So the Kama Sutra, of course, full of positions that have names. The butterfly, possibly. I'm making that up. I haven't checked. The reverse haddock. but what I am saying is that there are words and phrases out there that can be put into a modern version of the Kama Sutra, which we want to, we want your help to compile. It's trivial phrases, everyday trivial phrases that can be put to use. Let's call it Trivial Pursutra.
Oh.
Thank you. So it's going to be themed. This actually came about, I'll be brutally honest with you, this came about in a, like most things do, in a conversation in a pub where somebody said that later on that afternoon they were going to take someone up the Trocadero, which is a place in London, an entertainment centre, if you will, in many ways.
Entertainment.
So that's why... that's how the feature was born, okay? Trivial Pursutra. So, this afternoon, here's what it is. It's, I guess it's buildings, it's landmarks, isn't it? It's places. Buildings, landmarks, and places. But when said in a Trivial Pursutra, Kama Sutra type context, you know, you can kind of envisage making sweet, sweet love to. So for example, now we do have some coming in already here. What have we got here? Yeah, says, who's this from? Neil. Hi, Neil. Who writes this? Hi, John. I'm very much looking forward with my wife this evening. Perhaps after opening a bottle of wine, I'm very much looking forward to trying the Angel of the North. Not sure what I would. Hi, John. When I get to the bedroom, I like to try the Lake District. 87222, if you want to help us with Trivial Pursuit, please text the word TALK and then your message to 87222. You can also do it via Twitter, of course, at TALK Radio. The Pentagon, John, the Pentagon. Yeah, John. It's my birthday, so I'm very much hoping that my girlfriend will let me pop into the stage door at Her Majesty's Theatre.
What?
It's places. It's Trivial Pursuit of Places. As we compile this, work experience, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
What's come in there?
Thomas has said... tonight that he'll be a table mounting. What? Table what? Mountain.
Yeah, I got it. What about you, Dave? You've got a... Have you ever been up the Spinnaker Tower?
Oh, oh, hi, John.
Hi. What was the view like?
I find it very hard to engage in this sort of conversation with you, John, if I'm honest.
Because I'm looking at you with my sexy
look. It's very alluring. In a terrifying way.
Mm. Cornelius, what else have you got?
Let's have a look. On Twitter, Sally has come in with... last night, she saw Big Ben.
Seven treble two at Tour Radio. Anyone want to go? Who's this from here? Andy. Hi, Andy. I don't know what this would be, Andy, but I pity whoever you're trying it with. Hi, John. I'm going to try the Kremlin. The Kremlin? I don't know what that would be. I don't know what any of these would be.
The Kremlin.
This is from Dan, another Dan, on Twitter, Talk Radio. I'm thinking of a trip to Wookiee Hole. followed by, and it is nearby, if you think of it, it's practically next door. Cheddar Gorge. I've often said, you know, after you've tried Wookiee Hole, it's worth a trip to Cheddar Gorge, isn't it? We are recreating the Kama Sutra for modern times.
We're going to document these, aren't we?
Oh, we'll publish it under the Talk Radio banner, I think.
Yep.
87222, the word talk and yours, please. You can go at Talk Radio on Twitter if you'd like to. Or you can email us, I think, as well. Am I right? Talkradio.co.uk.
That's just a website, John.
There's probably an email.
You type that into your email browser.
Yeah, but what I mean is there's probably an email. I don't know what the address is. It's something. I mean, go to that and there'll be an email form or
that's
something.
That's fine, John. Yeah, if you don't know what it is, just guess. That's fine. If you don't know what the address is, just make one up. That'll get stuff into us.
Laura's been on.
Yeah.
Later on, she said she's feeling in a sexy mood tonight, from Monday, certainly.
Hmm.
And she is looking forward to, with her boyfriend, trying out the London Eye.
Not sure I approve of that one.
Slavman is planning to go diving in Loch Ness. It's a landmark, isn't it? Mr. Biscuits has sent one in. Do you want me to read that one out?
Which one is it?
I mean, it's fine because it's just a place in East London.
Mr. Biscuits?
Yeah.
It's not in London, it's in Manchester.
I thought it was one of these in London.
No, it's in Rusholme. I've given it away.
Alright, he's going to... him and his wife are going to try the curry mile. There, I said it. I mean, that's not... I just said it. What? What can you do? In the next hour on Talk Radio, remind me what we're doing. We're playing a game of...
Mystery voice.
Mystery voice. We're doing a mystery voice quiz. It's so now. What else?
Pay-per-view.
Diversity pay-per-view. All to come in the next hour on Brand New Afternoons on Brand New Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Susie Perry here. We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. With new stations launching this spring, there's never been a better time to listen to digital radio. And to make sure you're receiving all your stations, including great new stations, it's a good idea to retune your radio. It's as simple as the touch of a button, and your radio will be right up to date.
Find out more at getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio, go digital.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It is exactly 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Tim's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. Coming up, we hear from the wife of a PC killed on Merseyside. The Chancellor gets a vote of confidence and jail for Hatton Garden ringleader.
Talk Radio.
A teenager's been jailed for 20 years for killing a police officer during a high-speed pursuit on Merseyside. 19-year-old Clayton Williams was cleared of murder but convicted of the manslaughter of PC Dave Phillips. It's emerged Williams hit the officer just 3 weeks after being released from prison for crashing another stolen car in another police chase. Speaking outside court, PC Phillips' wife Jen thanked the public for their support.
I have kept every single card and letter so when my girls are older, they can read them and see how loved and respected their daddy was. My girls will be raised knowing there is more good in this world than bad.
David Cameron's spokeswoman says the Prime Minister absolutely has confidence in George Osborne after the Work and Pensions Secretary stepped down over welfare cuts. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the Chancellor should resign as well. Former MP Harvey Proctor says he's been told he won't face any further action in relation to Scotland Yard's investigation into historical VIP abuse claims. The 69-year-old Conservative has always denied any wrongdoing. He was interviewed twice under caution as part of Operation Midland. Five people believed to be from the same family have died after a car entered the water at a pier in County Donegal. At least two children are understood to have been in the vehicle. A baby girl was passed through the window to a man who swam to the car. She's now being cared for in hospital. Police say it was a tragic accident. Councillor Rena Donaghy was at the scene in Buncrana and says the community is in shock.
It's heartbreaking. Such a loss of so many people and such a simple accident. It doesn't bear thinking about.
The man described as the ringleader of last Easter's Hatton Garden jewellery raid has been jailed for 6 years and 3 months. 77-year-old Brian Reader from Dartford, who suffered a stroke in Belmarsh Prison, was sentenced at Woolwich Crown Court. A former managing director of Leeds United has been cleared of criminal charges relating to a tweet in the United Arab Emirates. David Hayer pleaded not guilty to cyber slander over comments he posted while he was serving time for fraud at a jail in Dubai. He now hopes to be reunited with his family for Easter. And despite strong backing to call a new polar research ship Boaty McBoatface, it seems the name may not be adopted by the ship's owners after all. Although it's topping the poll on what to name the Natural Environment Research Council's vessel, its chief executive says he'll get the final say. Other names being floated include the Henry Worsley, Endeavour or David Attenborough.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's going to be mainly dry across the UK this afternoon with just a small chance of rain from the northeast. There will be some patchy rain though across Scotland. Quite warm in any sunshine, the high 12 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester goalkeeper Mark Schwarzer says they'll only have themselves to blame if they don't win the Barclays Premier League this season. His side have a shock 5-point lead over Tottenham at the top of the table. A game against Southampton follows the international break, and Schwarzer says that's the only focus.
You kind of cast an eye across to what your opponents are doing and what their fixtures are like. But predominantly you're looking at your own fixtures, and like I said, in 2 weeks' time, our full focus is just from now until then is on the Southampton game.
Burnley goalkeeper Tom Heaton has been called up to the England squad in place of Joe Hart, who's injured. Hart and Manchester City teammate Raheem Sterling have both withdrawn from the squad for the upcoming friendlies against Germany and Holland after being hurt on club duty yesterday. Finally, on to the Cricket World 2020, and Australia won the toss against Bangladesh, electing to field. A short time ago in Bangalore, Bangladesh were 65 for 3 after 10 overs. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
4 minutes past three. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, it's that time what I just said out of my mouth, and it is Talk Radio. Brand new radio for the UK. Your only alternatives, technically, Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2. Or Scott Mills, pretending he's younger than he actually is, on Radio 1. So, as I mentioned earlier, prize giving away. We're giving away a role in a film this afternoon, a role in a film on the programme. You could star in a film. The good news will fly you to LA. Brackets, flights and accommodation not included. The bad news is the film is a new sex tape with Hulk Hogan. Now, if you'd like to be in a sex tape with Hulk Hogan this afternoon, simply text up a bit of sick into your own mouth. It's Talk Radio, lowercase talk, uppercase the word radio for no discernible reason. John Holmes. And the thing that you have to do on Talk Radio, by the way, which I have been learning, I've been learning this, watch and learn, is you have to, it's a trope, right, and what you have to do is you have to set up some kind of debate, a Talk Radio thing, right, so what you have to do is take a story from the news, okay, and then you have someone talking about it, but then someone diametrically opposed to that view in order to create a kind of, the illusion of radio controversy or drama or so, you know, so that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're really getting the cross-section of the nation through opinions.
Exactly. And you say that like a man who once did work experience on the Jeremy Vine show.
I did that.
So was it your job to set up a call, so you got a story, and then you take someone who agrees with that story, and then you get someone who doesn't agree with that story.
Yeah.
And then you sort of put them together.
And Jeremy Vine in the middle.
And you sit back.
Yeah.
And just, that's how the radio works.
Mm-hmm. And then you go into an Ellie Goulding track. It's easy.
Okay, well, I haven't got that. I've got Florence and the Machine, though, as I mentioned earlier.
That's fine, let's not play that again.
Okay, fine. So, obviously, the big stories. Ian Duncan Smith has resigned, we know that, over the argument about the cuts to the disability benefits.
Yep.
That's fine. Very big story, Ian Duncan Smith. Some say he's got the knives out for George Osborne, or George Osborne obviously has designs on the leadership once Cameron goes, and some say this could have undermined the whole thing. David Cameron, I think, is doing a statement about some say this is the darkest days since John Major's government collapsed, and so on in the news. So that's in the news. The US president has met the Cuban president, I think, as well, on the second day of his historic visit to that country. These are all big stories. However, the big story that we're talking about this morning, no, this afternoon, I don't even know what time of day it is. Big story we're talking, I thought it was Jeremy Vine for a moment. The big story we're talking about is this. Severn Tunnel to shut for 6 weeks for electrification work causing significant rail disruption. Dan is on line one. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Dan?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Good, excellent. So now let's establish what's happening with the story, Dan. Before we do this, it's a very big story for a national radio station. I know, you know, being that it's sort of niche Welsh. Rail travellers face 6 weeks of disruption as work start to prepare to electrify the Severn Tunnel. It's going to be shut for 6 weeks from September. It will be the longest closure of the 130-year-old tunnel for at least 50 years. Passengers, oh my God, this is awful, will be diverted via Gloucester or have to use replacement buses, adding at least an hour to journey times. Dan, you're in Cardiff. What do you make of it?
I think it's great news. I think it's, you know, perfectly timed, a brilliant thing. I just think, you know, people got by fine without tunnels before. It's, you know, it's just a return to the golden days of no tunnels. If you ask me, and I'm sick of having my journey all planned out for me. You know I'm going to get up. It's going to take me 30 minutes to go from A to B. I want to get up and not know what's happening. I want to know, you know, am I going to have leaves on the line? Am I going to have to go out of the train station again, slipping over leaves? Then an ambulance turns up to deal with people who've fallen on the leaves. I need to get a replacement bus service. Then he has to stop because he's got leaves in his eyes, the driver. Like, it's important that journey times and commutes aren't as straightforward as they used to be, because it's, you know, you don't build character that way if you just know how you're going to get there and you've got it sorted and you can plan your day ahead. You really need to sort of be on your toes with these things.
Okay, Dan, thank you. Dan's in, stay on the line, please, Dan. Dan is in Cardiff. He's for the shutting of the Severn Tunnel for some time because of electrification work. But on the other line is Tom is in Monmouth. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. Hi.
Are you listening to Dan there with his argument? Are you listening to Dan?
Well, I don't know what planet he's living on, John. I don't know where he... I mean, I live in London, actually, John. Your research has probably made a mistake there. But I travel to Monmouth a lot on the train.
Yes.
John.
Yes. And
can I just say, by the way, big fan of the show.
Thanks, mate.
Really big fan. I think I've listened for a long time now.
Yeah,
really, really great.
Can I just jump in here to say I'm a big fan of the show as well, John? Can I just add that, please?
Yeah,
yeah, I can appreciate that. Thanks. I mean, that's one instance where you two would agree.
John, can you do a factoid?
I'll do a factoid. Yeah, the guinea pigs.
Yep.
Are the only animals that are solar powered.
I've got to
see, that proves my point. Tunnels, why do you need them? Why do you need tunnels?
Yeah, I need to get to Wales. I need to get back to Monmouth in Wales, and I need to get there on a train quickly. And with this tunnel debacle, I'm not going to be able to do that.
He's saying
you don't need to do it through a tunnel, though, do you, Tim? Was it Tim?
Tom.
It was Tom, actually.
Tom, whatever.
No, you don't, but I need to get there quickly.
What's the point?
Guys, listen. You can't both talk at the same time because, honestly, the listeners just can't hear what you're saying. So, you know, one at a time, right? I've read this earlier in the Talk Radio manual, right? So we heard Dan's opinion, then we heard Tom's opinion. We have to go back to Dan again, who is in favour of the tunnel shutting. Dan.
But I'm really just hoping that this is going to open people's eyes. You know, after the 6 weeks it's shut, people are going to realise, you know, full disclosure here, I'm very anti-tunnel, full stop. So if after 6 weeks people realise that we don't need them, it's only a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
So what are you suggesting? You're suggesting that, Dan, we should just go over... Plug up the tunnels.
Over the water.
Plug up the tunnels.
Yeah.
Just block all tunnels, cement over the front of them,
mm-hmm.
and the world's a better place. Is that what you're saying, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Dan. Hang on, Tom, let me bring you back in on that, because I know you're listening to this argument. Dan is in favour of that. He says we should plug up all tunnels with concrete, all of them, no exceptions. What do you say to that, Tom?
It's borderline racist. It's unacceptable to suggest that you cut people off like that. You shouldn't do that. We live in a globalised world, and I need to get back to Monmouth to see my elderly mother, then back to London in time. I can't leave the dogs for too long. So I've got to get to Monmouth and back in time to see her.
Yeah.
And with this tunnel situation, that's going to be 6 very long weeks for me. And I don't see the benefit of electrification.
Dan,
what have electric trains ever done for us, John?
Dan, what have electric trains ever done for us? Bear in mind, Tom has to get back to see his mother.
Well, frankly, if he's the type of man that wants to visit his mother by journeying through a tunnel, then I don't want him in Wales. Frankly, that's the way I feel about it.
Okay.
And as for electrified trains,
yeah,
what have they done? Great stuff, just not through mountains and underwater.
What do you? Oh, I can hear you. Actually, quite livid about that now, Tom. So look, you know, let's ramp this up a bit because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
So, Tom, Dan hates you, Dan, Tom is calling you racist. What do you say? I'm ramping up the argument.
I'd rather be racist than like tunnels.
You'd rather be racist than like tunnels.
I'd rather take my mother to the local attraction, Big Pit, quickly and efficiently via a train than have to take a replacement bus service. Thank you.
Okay, that's all. Are we ending this debate? Are we stopping the? The debate can carry on. Okay, fine. I'm just checking how.
More debate, please.
Talk radio works. I'm still learning here.
More debate.
Okay. I think Tom, I'm right in saying there that Dan said he wanted to kill your mother.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, with the inheritance issues, probably quite positive. I mean, if he wants to talk about that off air afterwards, that'd be fine. No, in all seriousness,
we can give numbers out afterwards. If you two want to actually carry on this debate afterwards, that's absolutely fine. In all seriousness, he does want to kill your mother. So you know, it's
he could probably get there and do that from Wales, and in the time it will now take me to get there to defend her, I won't be able to. My mother will probably be murdered by this man, and it's because of electricity. That's happening.
Dan, what have you got to say about that?
Funny, to be honest.
I'm not laughing. I was just coughing.
Frankly, murdering his mother might open his eyes to the risks this tunnel poses. Okay, this is the kind of wake up call. This kind of blind fool needs. Okay.
Yeah.
I will kill his mother. I will kill his mother if that's what it takes for people to open their eyes.
So let me get this clear. You want eyes opened and tunnels mm-hmm. closed. That's the gist of your argument, right?
Eyes open, tunnels closed. Mother's dead. That's what I want.
Silly. What are you? how you're going to come back from that, really, Tom? Well, because, well, I mean, this is now a significant issue, isn't it? Because we've escalated all, you know, what we had here is the Severn Tunnel in Wales closing for 6 weeks for electrification work.
Yeah.
Causing significant disruption. And now it's caused disruption to your mother's existence.
Yeah.
You know, well, and this man here is also advocating that.
Sorry, let's not forget, Jeremy, I'll also have hungry dogs waiting for me when I, because it'll take me so long to get to Wales and back. By the time I get back, my dogs will be very hungry. So that's another issue. There's a human rights and there's animal rights. I might have to buy a car.
What if the dogs ate your mother?
Well, I mean, they like a dry food. That's the problem.
Kibble.
They like kibble. And you can't give them, because once they've tasted human meat once, once they've had long pig, you don't go back. That's it.
That's a very fair point, actually. Dan, what we've learned here is that your tunnel opinion could cause dogs nationwide now to eat humans, couldn't it? What if dogs, you know, became like werewolves?
Wow. Exactly my point, Jeremy. Yes, exactly my point.
Yeah. And this is now your fault, Dan, or Tom, whichever one it is that disagrees.
I would happily go, and if it came to this point, I would happily go and meet with the leader of these were dogs to speak with them and explain the problem. And I'm sure once I got my point across about the tunnel, they would understand why all this had to happen.
Well,
they would side with that.
Gents, look, this debate. This is a debate.
This is a debate
that's going to go on and on and on. We run out of time. You have to leave it there. Dan's in Wales, and Tom is as well, but lives in London. That is the big debate on Talk Radio this afternoon. Severn Tunnel to shut for 6 weeks for electrification work due to causing significant rail disruption, and this, you know, we now know this could lead to packs of were-dogs concreting up tunnels all over the country. Is that what you want? 7222 with your opinion. That's the word talk and your message. Here are some adverts.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can always get a great range of trade products at great trade prices. And now we've made the trade price of our rugby premium cement, well, even greater. Until the end of March, get a 25-kilogram bag of rugby premium cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 expat. And don't forget to get your copy of the new, even bigger Selco trade price guide in branch now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
All right, Dave, how's your look?
Terrible, but I've been given a great tip on the next race.
Mate, if you want a great tip, listen to this. Brian Alfred could get you a tax rebate in just 24 hours.
24 hours? That's fast.
I know. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Well, at least I won't bat the wrong horse with my tax rebate. Nice one, Brian.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's one lane blocked on the M60 anti-clockwise through Greater Manchester because of an accident between Junction 15, the Swinton Interchange, and Junction 13, the Worsley turn-off. Congestion on the M60 to the M61 at Junction 2 and on the M62 towards Junction 19, the Hayward as well. Very long delays around there this afternoon. The M11 through Essex as you head southbound from 9 at Saffron Woodland down towards Junction 8 at Stortford Road. It's a serious accident there, blocking the road and causing some long delays. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we will be asking the question, how the hell is it that Julia Hartley Brewer is made of titanium? Did you hear that just then? Yeah. The titanium lady in the morning. Yeah, she's actually made of titanium.
Mm, yeah. She's on charge now for tomorrow.
But she's covered. She's like a Terminator. She's like she's human flesh on top, but underneath, she's like a. She can change shape. She's like a polymorphic metal alloy. Julia Hartley Brewer there from 10 tomorrow morning. Just like this, were Channel 5's The Right Stuff. Let's go to that the person who reads the texts out after a big debate, which we've just had, of course, about the closure of the Severn Tunnel in Wales. It's a massive story, and you heard Dan, who was in Cardiff, I think, and Tom from Monmouth in London, can't now get back to save the life of his mother being murdered at the hands of someone who wants tunnels closed. It's a big debate on Talk Radio this afternoon. Texts flooding in about it, of course. Let's go over. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yeah, so Roger has texted in saying, as a tax-paying unemployed mother, first tunnels, what next? Bridges, and what about underpasses?
It's a very good question. Sorry, what was his name?
Roger.
Excellent, Roger. Your opinion is very valued here on Talk Radio. Please keep sending them in. Anything
yes, Sally has also said, can't help but agree with Tom and Dan. I'm going to have to sit on the fence in a tunnel, but only if that tunnel has been plugged up. But to sum up, I agree with Jack.
Excellent. Any more? Is that it?
No, that's it.
Absolutely
so far.
Fine. Okay, now it's time for a brand new feature. 3:21 is the Diversity Paper Review. John Holmes, and I'll give you another time check. It's 3:22 now. Time for our new feature, Diversity Paper Review. Now, this is important, quite frankly. Many other radio shows review the papers, and that's all very well, isn't it? They get the people in to review the day's newspapers, and we are no different in many ways because we're going to do exactly the same thing. However, we are going to bring you world first. This, I think, you'll agree, is Diversity Paper Review. Now, as you know, in the media, it's been in the... This is the sort of thing that makes Lenny Henry very angry, is that there's not enough diversity in broadcasting. So each day, our papers will be reviewed by somebody who is a diversity. So...
the dance troupe.
No, not them. No. So, you know, we will be bringing you sections of society, otherwise underrepresented, by the way, on national radio and indeed television. Sort of thing makes Lenny Henry very cross.
Yeah.
Okay, so the papers will be reviewed in an absolute. We're Talk Radio. We are out there. We are modern. We are forging ahead with this initiative. Okay, others will stand and watch as we strive forward to bring diversity to British broadcasting. And I think I'm absolutely right. I'm not asking. That's a rhetorical question. I am absolutely right. So this afternoon, our very first diversity paper review comes from Zena, who is black. Hello, Zena.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
I'm not too bad.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. Of course.
Thank you.
You've been looking through the papers today, I understand. I noticed, by the way, you have written down your notes on an iPad.
Ironically, yes.
Which means that we're going to have... Because the other thing is, paper reviews, of course, have the noise of shuffling papers.
Yeah.
So what we're going to have to do, even though you've got your notes on it, is just exactly that. Just leave
just,
that.
Just bend the paper.
Make the paper noise so we sound a little bit, you know, like Paul Ross is looking at the papers in the morning.
I am intently looking at the papers.
Every now and then, if there's not enough shuffling, I'll just say, quick shuffle. Is that all right? And then just, what have you doing? Just
what if shuffle the papers. What if I misinterpret what that means?
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay, fine. Okay. First story then. Zina, what have you got?
Okay, so you know what's been in the papers quite a lot at the moment with Ian Duncan Smith.
Yes.
You know, with the exit from his Conservative Party.
Yes, of course.
You know, the one thing that really points out to me is not the fact that he's left, not the fact that the Conservatives are actually falling apart, not even the fact that, you know, we might actively see him, his opinion about Brexit.
Yes.
No, it's the fact that newspapers are calling him IDS. And, you know, you know what, visually speaking, writing IDS is a lot shorter, you know, because it... But I can't seem to get out of my head IBS.
That, a lot of people are having this problem, of course. Yeah.
Irritable bowel syndrome. That's come on, they do sound quite familiar. So, some of the headlines have been IDS takes the knife, twists the knife from the Independent. And all I can think about is IBS twists the knife.
Which, if one suffers from IBS, is exactly how it feels in
exactly,
the guts.
Exactly,
isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
So
that.
You're absolutely right. And I think no one's thought this through at all. And at a glance, it seems like a very different story, Sina.
I mean, IBS, Osborne is dividing Britain with unfair cuts from the Metro. Tories under turmoil on IBS from the Sun.
Well, they would be. I mean, those benches look quite uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You know, if
exactly.
you are an MP, if you're a backbencher and you have bowel issues, then, you know, that's going to be an uncomfortable time in the Commons.
Yeah.
You know, you may, you know, because people, you know, you can't, people do have. I was on holiday recently, you know, in India. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people, when you know, talk about when they go to India, you can have, you know, certain, because we're not used to the food and all that kind of thing, you know, you can have certain toilet issues, right? Mm. But if that sort of thing catches you out in, if you're in the Commons, you know, you're going to have to make yourself, you're going to have to go and wipe yourself on the woolsack, is what I'm saying.
Is that the parliamentary convention is to do that, I think?
I think you're right. If one is caught short and you're an MP, toilet-wise, then you are allowed, it's an old tradition, I think you're right. I think it began with Black Rod. And you are allowed to go over there and wipe yourself on the woolsack while the speaker calls for quiet. So you can concentrate.
Well, everyone watches.
Yeah, well, obviously. And it's televised.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, so obviously you catch my drift. But that aside, I do think that the story is worth noting that David Cameron will try and regain some control of the party. You know, there's already been more words of war from the Tory MPs. You know, someone Ian Duncan Smith's side, like David Mellor, who's already called for George Osborne to be moved, but also making a little swipe at Philip Hammond, saying that his role as Foreign Sec could be changed. We also have Lord Tebbit, the ex-party chairman, saying that this is a failure of man management by the Prime Minister. And then we have the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, speaking to Sky earlier, saying that George Osborne should resign. I absolutely love this kind of petty sort of politics that goes on between the parties. And also, I kind of feel like it's a bit like a love triangle at the moment. You've got Ian, who loves Dave, but, you know, has to leave. You've got Dave, who loves George. And, you know, George, who just hates poor people. And it's true. But he still wins the election. So, that's all I've pretty much got for that
matter.
Well,
no, it's a big story. And, you know, I think we've covered it in the crowd. Interesting that David Mellor's weighed back into the news, by the way.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
You shuffle the paper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting that David Mellor's... come back in, because David Mellor, you know, you remember David.
David Mellor,
Michael McIntyre.
How are you? Well,
Michael McIntyre really just popped into the studio. Do you remember David Mellor, Michael?
Yeah, do you remember David Mellor? Okay, now, why is it that when you put a Chelsea shirt on, you don't seem to be able to be faithful?
That's slightly...
Allegedly.
Also, you've just basically slandered the whole of Chelsea. Football team. Do you want to retract that, Michael?
Yes, I would like to retract that and do a simpler observation about fridges.
Also, by the way, I don't think David Mellor actually... I think that Chelsea strip thing was made up. I don't think that was ever true.
Oh, yeah.
No. I might be wrong. David, if you're texting in, David Mellor, if you're listening, 8742, just to fill us in on the Chelsea. What else have you got, Zina?
Okay, so this headline really stood out for me. It made me laugh quite a bit, actually. So it's from the Metro, and Harry's been on his 5-day visit to Nepal, and he really wanted, you know, to visit the country due to his admiration for the troops that he served with in Afghanistan. And, you know, it's a really serious situation where people in Nepal have lost their lives and homes. But the headline reads, and I quote, Oh, I can't find it right now. Oh, okay. The headline reads... It's the prince just hanging out with a bunch of virgins.
That's a headline.
That is the headline.
Prince hangs out with bunch of virgins.
Yes.
Were you there, Cornelius?
I'm not a virgin.
I mean, what's going on there? He's going on a visit to Nepal for something quite serious, and the headline reads, "Prince hanging out with a bunch of virgins."
All right, interesting.
Hanging out isn't a great phrase.
Yeah, exactly. Not for an organisation like them. Okay, so we've got another story.
Very quickly, finally. Yes, we've got to go to the news, but go on.
Okay, we've got Obama visiting the Berlin Wall. Obama visiting Cuba for the first time in 88 years. It's Berlin Wall moment from The Guardian. That's what they said. But what I really want to know is what type of rum he's going to be drinking. Is he going to be drinking Havana Club rum? Or is that going to be on the agenda? Or, you know, is it going to be a situation where we're going to see more McDonald's come into Cuba and, you know, Starbucks? We don't really know. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, look, there we go. That was a paper review. Thank you very much. Russ, for the paper.
I'm
interested that you couldn't find the headline, given that it's written on an iPad and actually not in the paper. So that's fine.
I mean, yeah.
You know, that's...
I found it in the end.
And that's all that counts, Zina. Zina, thank you very much for being
thank
our first diversity paper review. There will be another paper review tomorrow as well. I believe with the hour, with the big hand at the 30. It's 3:30, and next, Tim's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A fiercely criticised police investigation into claims of a VIP paedophile ring has been dropped. The Metropolitan Police probe, called Operation Midland, was launched in November 2014 after claims boys were sexually abused by a number of public figures more than 30 years ago. It cost £1.8 million up to November 2015 and didn't lead to a single arrest, but did see raids on the homes of 92-year-old D-Day veteran Lord Bramall and the late Lord Britton. Hatton Garden mastermind Brian Reed has been sentenced to 6 years and 3 months in jail for his role in the £14 million jewellery raid. The 77-year-old, the oldest member of the gang, suffered a stroke in Belmarsh prison following what was the biggest burglary in English history. An investigation started following the deaths of five members of the same family whose car went into the sea off a pier in County Donegal. At least three children are thought to have been in the vehicle. The only survivor was a baby girl who was passed out of the window just seconds before the car went into the water. Superintendent Colm Nevin from Ballyshannon Police says it's a tragic accident.
I would also like to thank the public who came to the assistance last night of these people in their time of distress, particularly the local person that took the baby from the vehicle.
An investigation started after the body of a woman was found in a street in Glasgow. Detectives were called to Great Western Road just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. The area has been sealed off. Thousands of workers at the Tata Steelworks in Port Talbot could find out in just over a week's time if they still have jobs. It's reported the parent company in India are to vote on a rescue plan that will require a cash injection of around £100 million. And the High Court has dismissed a winding-up order against Bolton Wanderers Football Club after they paid a debt to HMRC. The club had owed more than £2 million to the Inland Revenue. The weather mainly dry across the UK for the rest of the afternoon. A small chance of rain in the northeast of England and some patchy rain likely across Scotland. In any sunshine, it will be quite warm with a high of 12 degrees.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Time has come, the Paul Ross Set, to talk of many things, mainly what's on the next show, The Full Set Breakfast, with me, Paul Ross, and boy, we are spoiling you, because we've got a man of 1,000 cartoon voices on the show. All that, Dancing on Ice star, far too young and good-looking, Jeff Brazier, casting a sideways squint at the papers on Talk Radio, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:33 then, it is Talk Radio, brand new national radio for the UK. I'm John Holmes, and if you were listening about 15, 20 minutes ago, you'll have heard this afternoon's big news war over the closure of the tunnel, the Severn Tunnel, which has caused, well, I'll be honest, you know, this is so controversial. They're closing the Severn Tunnel in Wales. for a small amount of time due to electrification works. Dan was livid. Close all tunnels, said Dan. He phoned on the phone, angry, wanted to block them all up with concrete. And then Tom was in Monmouth, but in London, couldn't get back to Monmouth if the tunnel closes. He was angry. And the closure of tunnels could, we learned, lead to were-dogs stalking the nation, killing people's mothers. Texts are flooding in, I think. Let's go to Cornelius, who's got some of the texts about this huge story this afternoon.
Yes, a reasonably opinioned taxi driver has tweeted, saying there's too many tunnels coming in from abroad, John.
Yeah, and, got anyone else?
Yeah, someone's texted in saying that we might be liable for PPI insurance. So.
Absolutely, thank you very much for that. This is Talk Radio, and it's 3:34. You are listening to Talk Radio. My name is John Holmes. Now, Kickstarters. Yes. Yes, I've used that word. They're the annoying hipster thing, aren't they? The Kickstarter. Like, the pop-up beards they are from which people, like, with you know the people with their trousers rolled up to expose their ankles? They have pop-up beards, don't they? Where they walk around East London dispensing cereal from their beards. This is probably a Kickstarter, right? I'm a Kickstarter, twisted Kickstarter. That's what they say, isn't it? And they try to get money out of you to pursue their lifelong dream of kickstarting a underwater kazoo show or launching some football hooligan repellent spray or something. But for every idea for an industrial circumciser or a dog wheelbarrow that may have been a success, many have failed. And that is where we come in as we do our best now to re-kickstart a failed kickstart that's kicked the bucket. On the telephone now is one such person. He's called Adam. Hello, Adam, on the telephone.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, very well, thank you very much indeed. Yes, and how the devil are you, Adam?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Now, look, I must admit, you sound chirpy for a man who is essentially a failure, Adam, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. I think, well, as we're going to probably discuss, I think my idea was a little bit too ahead of its time.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. So, okay, so Kickstarter. For those that don't know, right, Adam, just explain to us what a Kickstarter is.
Okay, so Kickstarter is what's called a crowdfunding platform, and the basic idea is that people submit ideas for products or services that they don't think they could fund on themselves. They can't get traditional investment from, like, I don't know, like a rich man or whatever, and they just want, you know, to make their dreams come true, to make their idea a reality. So they take money from various people on the internet, and in exchange for that little bit of money, you kind of get some kind of reward, like early access or your name in it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then ultimately the idea is that these projects and these ideas that would have never come to life otherwise get to kind of exist.
Okay, so when you had your idea, right, I mean, was it a revelation? Did you sort of wake up one morning and go, I know what's going to work?
A eureka moment.
I know what the world needs now. Is that how it was?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it did start as a joke.
And kind of ended up that way.
The catchphrase of this whole segment's going to be, I'll be honest with you, it started out as a joke every week.
It's much how this show happened.
Yeah.
So it started out as a joke, and then you thought, actually, I'll see what I can do with this.
Yeah, well, I figured that actually jokes just get funnier the more you commit to them, so I decided to go really all in on this one. Kind of bet everything on it and see whether anyone else found it as enjoyable as my small circle of friends did.
Okay, now is the time. Do share with us what your Kickstarter idea was.
So my Kickstarter was called Cage Match.
And
And the idea was that it's the world's first dating website which is themed around Nicolas Cage.
I mean, it's niche, Adam, isn't it?
It is a little bit niche, but I do believe, despite the fact that it's a joke, that actually what films someone likes, specifically one featuring Nicolas Cage, that does tell you quite a lot about somebody.
Is it depending on what Nicolas Cage film you like?
The idea is that you would rate the films, and then it would compare your ratings against other users, and it'd be able to match you with somebody who has similar tastes to you.
Yes.
So you'd never accidentally end up dating somebody who really liked Ghost Rider.
Adam, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
So you know how people go on dates and they might make small talk, like, yeah, what do you like? What do you do for a job? What, you know, what yeah. music are you into? Did this start out because your opening gambit on a date is, which Nicolas Cage films do you like?
It's not the first question, but I would find it difficult to be with somebody if they didn't love Con Air. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was, I think you may have answered the question. Is Con Air for you the definitive Cage
for me, it's
film?
The one, yeah, it's the one that I keep going back to and I enjoy the most. I think I'm always in a Con Air mood.
Yeah. But would you, I mean, yeah. when you, if say, you know, you you met a partner on a date and you bonded, you know, over a love of the remake of The Wicker Man, and you went back to yours, you know, and you might dim the lights.
Yep.
And maybe sit down together on the sofa. Do you put Con Air on?
It's an option. I mean, in that scenario, you don't want the film to be too engrossing because you're kind of hoping that yeah. it goes somewhere else, right? You're kind of hoping to,
yeah.
you know, maybe make a move at some point. Maybe you don't break out, the, you know, the top of the line blockbuster at that point.
No.
Maybe
you, where would you go in? I mean, what would be your top of the line Con Air, right? So that's basically okay. Con Air is essentially full intercourse, right? So going down the scale of foreplay / Nicolas Cage films, where's your entry point, as it were?
Entry point's a tough one. I would say something like Matchstick Men is probably a good entry point.
That's, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that'd get them in the mood. What about, where's third base on a Nicolas Cage scale?
That's probably getting towards The Rock. I think that's definitely up there.
No, you see, I'd be heavy petting for The Rock. That's by the time.
Is it to do with Sean Connery's presence? Is that?
I think that helps. Certainly, yeah, yeah, and to do with Ed Harris's performance, I think as well. For me,
what's the one where it's basically the Da Vinci Code, but a bit different?
That's National Treasure.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to see her again.
I think National Treasure is sort of when you're splitting up. I think it's all over.
The you're Dan both, Brown moment.
Yeah, you've basically been married for ages, you know, and the sex has dried up, and so essentially you might as well just quit. How much money did you want out of this? I mean, what was the ultimate dream of the Nicolas Cage dating Kickstarter?
So the goal was to raise £20,000.
£20,000, right?
That's ambitious, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. And how much did you raise?
Oh, the exact amount actually. So right at the end, some people decided to up their bid. So I think it finished kind of just over £3,100 thereabouts.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
About £3,000 more than I would have expected.
Yeah. I think that's actually three very idiotic people donating £1,000,
yeah,
and then a few others.
One of them was Nicolas Cage, I think.
Yeah.
I'm right in saying, yeah. I interviewed Nicolas Cage once. Actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. And people told me he was could be a bit intimidating and a bit, you know. But we just, you know, he's got a fascination for haunted houses. Did you know that?
I did not know that, actually. No.
Yeah,
no. I like him, though.
This will restart your Kickstarter. So it's a dating app for people who like Nicolas Cage's obsession with haunted houses.
Mm.
But no, he does. He used to own a haunted house. He bought one deliberately and sold it when he split up with someone, I think. Anyway. But no, he was. We just talked about haunted houses. That's the end of my anecdote.
That's a very good anecdote.
I know.
Can't believe I've never heard that one before.
I know. I break that out. That's my entry anecdote.
Before you get to your National
Before
Treasure
I get
moment.
To my National Treasure. Listen, Adam, we're going to open the lines on this, right? Just now this has been brought to a wider audience. Okay, okay. We'll see if we can re-kickstart your Kickstarter. If you'd like to, you know, if you're interested in a Nicolas Cage-based dating app or making love to someone, you know, to a soundtrack of Nicolas Cage's back catalogue, then at Talk Radio you can text your message to 87222 and maybe tell us how much you'd be willing to give to...
As a sort of plan B, if that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Adam, are you single?
I am.
And that has come as a shock to no person.
What is your sexual preference?
Women.
Right, okay, so if you're a lady who loves Nicolas Cage films
yeah.
in the Con Air brackets, yeah, maybe just get in touch and we'll just bypass this whole entire fake dating app, which is just for Adam to meet a lady he can watch National Treasure with.
just pass the numbers on.
You will, don't worry. That is Adam, he's weird. That is Kickstarter re-kickstarted. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Getting your hands on a shiny Olympic gold medal takes years of focus, training and dedication. Fortunately, getting your hands on a shiny low-mileage nearly new car at Motorpoint is a lot easier and quicker, with most cars available to drive away the same day. Take this 15-plate Vauxhall Astra 1.4 SRI with the balance of the manufacturer's warranty for under £9,000. That's less than half the new list price. Search over 5,000 cars from 35 manufacturers at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
So what does a good teacher make?
My teacher makes me want to put my hand up as fast as I can in class.
My teacher makes me believe that I can be the best I really can.
My teacher's made me realise that not all subjects are bad.
Make a difference to thousands of lives, including your own. Tax-free bursaries are available to help you while you train. Teaching. Your future. Their future. Search Change to Teaching. Bursaries subject to eligibility.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's one lane blocked on the M60 anti-clockwise through Greater Manchester because of an accident between Junction 15, the Swinton Interchange, and Junction 13, the Worsley turn-off. Congestion on the M60 to the M61 at Junction 2 and on the M62 towards Junction 19 for Hayward as well. Very long delays around there this afternoon. The M11 through Essex as you head southbound from 9 at Saffron Woodland down towards Junction 8 at Stortford Road. It's a serious accident there blocking the road and causing some long delays. I'm Lucia Clifford.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, 3:47, it is Talk Radio, brand new Talk Radio, brand new radio, full stop, for the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, possibly Southern Ireland as well, I haven't checked. You can talk to us, that's the point, isn't it? 87222, text the word talk and your message to that number. You can use Twitter at Talk Radio. We do, of course, have a Facebook page because we are so terribly, terribly modern. We're also on Snapgram, Pornhub and Grindr and Tizwas and Shack Attack. You can admire us on Lurker and Mimsy. Or if you dislike us, then people who are doing that are doing so on Girth. We're also posting watercolour this afternoon, watercolour paintings on Apple Ties and Redbox, and you can like us and follow us and rate us on Jimmy Jammers, Hawkeye and Clam House. We've got many people getting in touch via all of those methods. For instance, what's this, Cornelius?
Hi. We've had a tweet in from Lee Roden. We tweeted a picture of your advertising board where you look like a pantomime character.
So there are billboards of the Talk Radio, and I'm on some in London.
Yeah, and it looks like a
big face. He's on some billboards.
And you're wearing a waistcoat and a white shirt.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it looks like you've...
It's like a vest. Look like a sweater vest.
Yeah.
Off of the 90s.
I was dressed as Ricky Wilson from The Voice. Because he wears waistcoats, doesn't he?
Yeah,
so I thought I'd look like that.
Taller than you, though. You can pull it off.
What? That took a weird turn.
The waistcoat.
I'll be honest, I can do that myself.
Who else is texting, Con?
So, Lee Roden, we asked which pantomime character John looked like. And,
don't look like a pantomime.
Lee Roden says, does Wee Jimmy Cranky count as a pantomime character?
Don't look like Wee Jimmy Cranky!
Oh, you do a bit.
At the top of the show, just after one as well, we asked what we should put in Paul Ross's mouth. And someone has said a hot dog. Don't know why.
Fine. Good. Okay, that's the text we've been running. Of course, 8722. What should we put in Paul Ross's mouth? And text costs some money and your standard thing. So, regular feature, new regular feature on the programme as well is, yeah, it's all very well listening to talk radio because you'll hear the news all day. Mm. And you'll often hear it in people, you'll often hear people talking about the news as well. Like Julie Hartley Brewer, she mentioned the news, didn't she, earlier? I don't know whether you were listening. She mentioned the news. Paul Ross mentioned the news this morning.
They briefly touched on it, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's my point, you see. They didn't briefly touch on it, because they've got 3 hours to fill. So they banged on about it for quite some time. However, if you want your news distilled, then we can help. What better than having your new, your headline news, distilled down to a haiku?
17 syllables.
Five is the haiku way.
17 syllables.
I know, but I'm breaking it down line by line. So we bring you, for the first time probably on national radio, the headline news. News in the form of haiku. It's haiku news.
Ian Duncan Smith resigns from the cabinet. Let's call it Dunksit.
That's haiku news.
It's the news in haikus.
That is what it's called.
The news in haikus.
You did mess it right up.
Well, no, it makes sense now.
The news in haikus.
The news in haikus.
I think we should say how proud we are of Cornelius for writing some words to a syllable structure.
Well, you say, Cornelius, but actually we do have a Japanese correspondent whose job it is to write the news in haikus. In quite flat shoes. What?
That's not what haiku is, John.
Okay, fine. We'll be bringing you all of the latest headlines, of course, in the form of haikus throughout our entire tenure on Talk Radio, which after this afternoon could be just the next 7 minutes. Joining us on Talk Radio after that, however, comes Mr. Sam Delaney, who has joined us right here, right now. Hello.
Hi, John. How
are
you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Have you enjoyed these first 3 hours?
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly. What's gone wrong? Has it been just a disaster? I heard it, and I'll be honest, I thought it was strong.
Did you?
Can you review our show?
Review our show in the style.
I've dipped in and out. Yeah. I was in the lift on the way up.
Yeah.
What were you talking about then? I don't know, but I remember cracking a smile.
It wasn't even
too impressive. I was on my own, and I distinctly remember smiling.
A private smile.
I heard you make reference to an SDT earlier, and that got an actual lull out in the office. A loud lull from me and several others. We were shocked and outraged. I didn't expect things to go that far at such an early juncture.
I know. Well, yeah, I thought set out our stall early, essentially. And if producer Dave hadn't contracted said disease, we wouldn't have probably even mentioned it.
So it's very much his fault.
Yeah.
I've worked with producer Dave before. I've had dealings with him in the past.
Really?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so you're aware.
Very often, his own personal health issues, one way or another, involve themselves in the editorial content of a show.
Yeah.
To its detriment, I might.
Well,
add.
And you're absolutely right. So, as I said, we set out our stall early, and it's a poorly stocked stall.
But I tell you what, I like the vibe in the studio too. It's messy, which is nice because it gives it a vibe like it's lived in already.
Yeah. It still faintly smells of Julia Hartley Brewer, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's weird. It's sort of like being in Boots,
where you're
near the kind of quite low rent sandwiches like young Cornelius is eating here, but also the whiff.
Not
of
if the bosses are listening.
Of the perfume of Julia Hartley Brewer, who smells like Boots herself
Julia
in the best
Hartley,
possible way.
Julia Hartley Brewery, more like.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Started early, hasn't it?
Yeah, it started very early.
She did.
10 o'clock.
Do you want to know what's on my show?
Not
it's
really,
going to be.
Not really
it's going to be almost as good as your show.
Come on! What have we got? What's going to
be? We've got some good guests. We've got John Prescott's coming into the studio.
Whoa! Let me stop. Hang on a minute. What? Well, so I say first show. It's already. Can we get some big name guests?
Yeah.
What happened to that production team?
Hey, what are you saying?
I've got to say,
he's got John Prescott.
In defence of your admittedly rubbish production team, mine were rubbish too, and this was just my own booking.
That's what he's saying, Sam.
Exactly. John, just don't expect the production team to do anything.
Right. That was the mistake
you made and I didn't.
Yeah.
So I've got John Prescott in here.
What's he coming to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, you can't barely make that a word he says anyway.
Exactly. I don't speak Northern. But you've got an interpreter.
Exactly.
Dave Krupp here is from the North Country, but I'll just have to muddle through using an app on my phone.
That's just one of the reasons that Dave is susceptible to disease.
Yeah, well, precisely, yes.
My personal hygiene has really come under scrutiny in the last 4 minutes of the show.
You didn't expect that, did you?
Confined studio. Yeah. It was bound to happen. What else, Sam?
John Whittindale, another government minister, serving government minister.
Coming in again?
Yes. What? He'll be here too, right? So I've got the longest serving ever British Deputy Prime Minister in the studio. I've got John Whittindale, right, talking about why he's given us a radio station. Let's see him talk his way out of that one, right? And better than both of those, if you can imagine, I've got Michael Greco, a.k.a. The Grex, a.k.a. Beppe DeMarco.
Beppe DeMarco?
Yes. Telling us about what he's been up to since his days on the square.
God, he's going to need four or five hours to get on with that. Sure, that was a long time ago.
Decades ago. It's a big old catch-up. We've put a lot of hours in the show devoted just... I'm going to actually rush kind of Prescott off-air once the Grex turns up.
Have you got a new slot where you find out what's happened to people who've left EastEnders over the years? Because you could do... You know, that's a slot waiting to happen. I want to know what happened to Pete Beale.
Oh, Pete Beale, or Peter Potato, as Nick Cotton used to call him, disparagingly. Yeah. I'd like to know what happened to him.
Ali Osman,
Oz Cabs, yeah. Wilmot Brown, the most hated man in the history of Britain, Wilmot Brown.
Nick Wilmot Brown, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Don't know.
I want to say James Wilmot Brown.
I don't watch his thunder.
Here's another text in waiting. what's the name of Wilmot Brown? I don't care. I honestly don't give a toss, so don't text him with that.
Nobody cares. So anyway, that's it. We've got some other bits and bobs as well. Shall I go away now, or do you want me to carry on saying this?
Yeah, we're going
to. Don't mind.
I'll tell you what's interesting. Show John what you've got in your hand there.
What?
This is a security pass. Why, do you not have one of these yet either? What's going on with John Holmes? Why is he being treated this way? He's got a rubbish production team, right? I know one of them is rubbish from personal experience.
I'm not.
The other one is sat there with a terrible sandwich in a bag. They've not booked anything and you haven't even got a pass.
Sam, I'm not even on the website.
It's ridiculous.
I got Denny the boss in here earlier. Literally, look, put it up now. Listen to this. Right, listen to this. Yeah, key, what is it? Key highlights.
Talk radio.
Highlights. Highlight that. What does it say?
It says highlights. Paul Ross. Yeah. Julia Hartley-Brewer, Ian Lee.
Sam Lee.
So you're the only daytime person who has been neglected on that. Why do you even bother? You've been, for too long now, you've been treated badly by this station. I mean, it's just been going on and on.
Listen, Sam is on next for 4 o'clock. That was our first talk radio show. We'll be doing it again we'll be doing it again tomorrow, 1 till 4, weekday afternoons, brand new afternoon radio. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. See you tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.